This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran. Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shits.
Rocket.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say
Rocket.
My name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the Lunatic Radio.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking did a show.
Da 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 da. 3 weeks in a row you did that.
Da 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 da.
I like the ease into the radio show, Rock.
That's how you
don't need to hit him with a big, hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Starts off with da-da-da's.
All right, I got to talk now. That's what you do, John.
You guys got condoms on your mics. I don't.
Protection.
Yeah, safe microphone.
Safe microphoning.
This smells like the mic that was used in the peeing contest.
Ding!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Show!
Email said the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Here in Rock and Studio, chilling out on a Sunday, everybody. 7 o'clock Eastern live show from New York. Joining us in studio, John from Naked Jedi.
Hello.
Hello,
hey.
Sir.
Hi.
I can't hear myself here. You know, you guys got equipment that works?
Go. No.
Hey, check.
One. Yeah, you're there? Can you hear yourself?
Nah, it's a little low. No. There we go.
Now, hey.
Hey.
Here I am. Now he's on the show.
What's going on?
Word him up, everybody. Chilling out.
How you guys been?
Very well,
yes.
Sir.
You ready for your trip?
Yes, big trip, Rock.
Big trip.
Big trip on Thursday out to California.
Not the Friday, Kieran. Thursday.
Portable Media Expo. I just found
you're
out.
You're going to be late.
Yeah, I just found out this week that we were leaving on Thursday. The whole time for months and months, I thought we were leaving on Friday.
No, sir. Because if we left on Friday, we'd be missing the first day of the expo.
Yeah, Rock's telling me, you're going to miss half the expo if you leave on
you
Friday.
You miss.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we have, like, Friday to sleep, because I'm not even going to go to the expo. I'm going to go to the expo when I need to be there.
Right.
That's just a team player.
Yeah, for the, the broadcasting thing we're doing. Yeah.
Since we were there last year, we kind of know the deal, so I think Friday we'll just be chilling out. But it'll be nice, you know, just hang out, you know, see Ray, see Madbeat, everyone else.
He's going to be Rock. There. Please bring back some girls. Bring, you know, come on, we want to show over
what,
here.
What, Kieran? I'm going to ask Kieran to do that?
Well, if he's going to be sleeping.
I'm going to bring back coffee. I'll bring you back a latte. Dunkin' Donuts, you faggot.
My Dunkin' Donuts latte. I love
hey,
it.
I'm drinking my latte.
Yeah, it's a Heineken Light.
Rocket sends me out. Well, I asked Rock if he wanted coffee before the show today. And he's like, yeah, I'll take an iced latte. Hold the whipped
I
cream.
I need to wake up.
I'm like, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee. Not.
Can you bring my donut pillow for my hemorrhoid?
Good. It's good, though. I like flavored coffee. I can't help it. And I want it iced. And
flavored?
Yeah, coffee is flavored.
No, it's not. Coffee's not a flavor.
It's coffee flavored.
I don't like the right
word. You're
coffee.
Not gay. You're getting like a meshed up like Reese's Pieces sundae.
What a wuss.
That's
drinks
what that
coffee
is.
With a straw.
And that's yummy.
It's a milkshake.
Look
that's
that.
What you're drinking.
You're sucking coffee in like a fag.
It's yummy. It wakes me up.
Is there anything about that thing that's coffee?
There is some coffee.
Or is it just a milkshake?
No, you probably
coffee.
Go to Starbucks with your earpiece in and talking to phone.
I don't
online.
Go to Starbucks.
Yeah, I'll
I
take
draw
a
the line there.
Grande latte, por favor.
Yeah.
It's not faggy. It's a good drink.
The Portable Media Expo is this weekend, everybody. This is our last show before we fly out to California. We'll be broadcasting on Saturday the 29th, 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
28th.
29th
Saturday.
Bag.
I have it on the thing as the 28th. Oh,
you
are
sure? A jacket. You sure you know when you're leaving?
You're a jacket.
I'm the jacket. You didn't know for months we're leaving on a Thursday.
Yeah, but I know the date we're broadcasting.
You don't
that's the
know.
Important part. I was going to be there
oh,
for the
shit,
broadcast.
It is the 29th. I got to fix that.
God,
are you cupcake sharing a room?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe not because my brother's flying into town and he's getting his own room, so I might go sleep
with him. No, I'm going to sleep there. You can stay with everyone else.
No,
I
not.
Need my own room.
Yeah, so you're going to rape my brother.
I'm not going to touch your
I'm not
brother.
I'm not going to let you do that.
I'll stay with Jenny. That's what I'll do.
Good luck. Wait, with that.
Usually, wait, scratch.
Is that your groupie?
She snores. I'm not
Jenny's the
her.
Booking girl.
She's the booking,
the booking girl.
Girl.
Yeah. She is from Reno. Yeah. She is a firecracker.
Cool. Yeah.
And she's very loud. There's no sleeping with Jenny. I mean, literally sleeping.
She snores like a buzzsaw. I know that firsthand from last year's expo.
You slept with her?
In the same bed, yes. Not in the sexual slept, but in the literal slept.
One foot on the floor.
Rock, you sure you didn't like throw your dick on her shoulder or something when you were sleeping in the bed?
Who throws a dick on a shoulder?
No, you do that. You say, if I put my dick in your shoulder, would you leave it there or whack it off?
She'd let me leave it there. I'm
Are
sure.
you sure when Jenny was wasn't lying down on her back, you didn't like just throw your bag on her face?
I might have snuzzled up in there.
You didn't sleep across her? You didn't use her as like one of those bed pillows?
She I had a little bit. She's adorable.
She's adorable. What, like a pillow fucking like teddy bear or something like that? What are you, like, adorable?
Are those adorable?
What is she, a freaking like a cabbage patch or something like that?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're adorable. Like a little puppy?
You never called a chick adorable?
No.
What do you usually...
She's either hot, pig, or fun, and whatever. You know, sexy. Adorable.
Whatever.
You're adorable.
That's,
you know,
awful.
That's something you say...
Hey, you're whatever.
That's something you say when your friends can't hear you. And you're like, you're talking straight to her in the middle of the park where no one else can fucking hear except the trees. Then you go, you're so adorable. Something like that. If she does something
I don't
adorable.
Have a problem saying adorable out adorable? Loud.
Oh, she's adorable. What's Wait, adorable?
I actually thought it was the other way around. When there's no one around, you just dog her out. You're like, yeah,
well, you know, you do that too, but that's how you get in there. That's how you get in there. You gotta schmooze your way in. This guy's schmoozing to us.
I'm schmoozing.
What are we supposed to pass the word on?
All right, see, John, you don't know that
Well,
part.
He is on
I'm
the radio,
always schmoozing. I'm always schmoozing.
That's why you want to sleep with his brother in his room, right?
I don't want to sleep
see,
with him.
He just said, didn't he say
no,
that?
Yes, no snuggling with my brother.
I'm not snuggling with your brother.
Now I know why to call you Rocket.
He'll return the favor. That's
I just
what
don't want
it
because I hear like the TPX room's got like, it had between 7 and 10 people in it. So nice. If I could avoid
it's
that.
Be one big circle jerk Friday night. Gonna be there?
You could be the pivot man. Pivot man.
Rock, yeah.
We'll get you a sit and spin so you won't have to fucking get cheap ass.
I don't want any part of that.
By the way, Circle Jerk Friday night, about 10 o'clock West Coast time.
Let me make sure TPX. I get that to
Rock, it's the catcher.
Rock's going to be in the middle. You know.
I'm not part of no Circle Jerk.
Rocket, Rocket's the bucket.
He says it goes down like a latte.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the Portable Media Expo is this weekend. It starts on Friday the 28th. We'll be broadcasting on the 29th from smack dab in the middle of a convention, courtesy of You Broadcast and TPXRadio.com. Joining us on our live broadcast, we're doing our show. We're not doing like some like TPX relay or anything or some TPX sponsored broadcast. We're doing our radio show.
Well, it is sponsored by them.
Rocket, yeah,
well,
bring knee pads.
Well, it's not like we're doing coverage for them or something. We're going to do our radio show.
No, we're
show.
Doing right. We're doing our show, but it's all being taken care of by TPX.
By them, yes. Thank you very much. And joining us on our program will be Trina Michaels, Carmella Bing, and Brianna Love, the lovely three porn stars that are going to rock the convention. Nothing at that convention is going to resemble a female. I'm believing. And we're going to have three females.
My stomach.
Three females that are going to look like amusement parks.
I love it. If that does not stop the expo, I don't know what will. It's going to be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Carmella Bing on the lunaticradio.com.
Absolutely. She's going to be hot. And so that's this weekend. I hope everybody out there in the California area can come join us. Should be fun. Fat Kev will be there. Jenny Blowjob will be there. Ray Garcia will be there.
Jenny Blowjob, is she doing okay?
Yeah, that's our booking girl.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
You slept with that? That was a clown that was on the radio on last time?
She's not a clown.
She's not a clown.
We are on the air.
I saw it. She was running around naked.
It's
with that girl.
You know she can
no,
hear you.
Running around naked.
With Tina Big Tits. Who is that?
Oh, Tits McGurk, that's her friend.
Tits McGurk, I'm sorry, Jenny Bulljob.
Yeah.
Wrong person.
Because you kind of like have a new person in the studio.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Explain things, which is good because I'm sure there's people listening to this episode that have no idea what's going on, so it kind of works out.
Trying to clue them in.
Jenny Blowjob is our booking agent. She's out of Reno. And yes, she did call in on last week's show, and her friend was also there with her.
She must make a lot of noise when she gets blowjobs, so she can't, you know, sleep. She snores.
Although she did tell me in a recent phone call that she has been snoring less. So maybe we'll stay in there.
Is that the update on Jenny's snoring problem?
That's the snoring update. Snoring update 2007.
snoring.
Snoring gate.
Snore gate.
Everything's gate.
I don't
snore
know.
Snore gate. Yeah, so her friend is going with the wacky name Tits McGurkin because, I don't know, Jenny bought a whole bunch of, or picked up a whole bunch of the name tags for the expo and just started doing all sorts of wacky names, so she got her Tits McGurkin. And that's not really her, that's not a real name, clearly, but she's calling by Tits McGurkin because everyone's got to have wacky names. Like Karen.
Word them up.
What's your name?
Yeah. So we got a lot to do on today's program. I believe Trina Michaels, one of the girls that's going to join us out there for the expo, is going to be calling in tonight.
Very nice.
Should be fun. She's an amusement park. We'll show John pictures of her before we have her on.
She's an amusement park.
See that? Like. Yeah. Yeah, she's got big boobs. She's blonde. Nice, you know, she got like that curvy ass, but it's there's no like cellulite on it. She's
cellulite
tall.
Light.
Whatever.
Jessica Rabbit.
It's Heineken light.
Cottage cheese.
I don't call it Heineken Leet. So her ass has got to be cellulite.
That's good.
There is no GHC. She's got the cellulite.
Shut up.
It's all right.
Fuck it.
Kiz. Point taken.
Who
all
cares?
Right.
I went to college, but I didn't pay attention.
Listen, we're talking about chicks. It doesn't matter.
It's true. But she is an amusement park. That is the best way to describe her.
Right.
Yeah, that was very good.
All of them. All three of them. They're all amusement parks.
And today's show is going to be all clip show. That's what we're playing. We're playing clips today.
You can tell we're going away next week because we ain't talking much.
You can tell this is a fucking throwaway show because we just got all the latest internet sensation audio, and we're going to play it for you today.
We'll just have John talk. He'll do commentary. We'll just hang out.
Yeah, John from Naked Jedi joining us. Naked Jedi, great band. I love the band.
Thank you.
And, we can't talk about the thing. We're supposed to do something with John at the end of October, but we can't talk about it.
Right. We might be setting up a bar night at the end of October, but we because of my scheduling conflicts, it may or may not happen. But
he's
we'll
dancing
see the next
at
couple
a bachelor party.
So, once we get everything situated, then we will be able to freely talk about it.
Yeah. Rocket's getting his own show for Cox Broadcasting, right? Is that the problem?
Pivot,
get
man.
Cox Broadcasting. Hello. Oh, it's a gay joke. See, I get it.
Hello,
now.
Pivot,
it's
man.
That's horrible.
Use my face as a petri.
I wasn't even going that way.
Oh, no, you weren't. No, you never.
Is that the thing, though? You're getting, like, some job or something? That's why you got scheduling conflict?
No, because I might have a bachelor party that weekend.
Yeah, he's going to strip at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You get the new gay logo.
Are you still talking?
You got hired?
He's done yet.
You got hired for the gay bachelor party?
It's not a gay bachelor party.
He's going to be a construction worker.
See, you're trying to do this again. Your whole little gay routine. You think?
What my gay routine? I've dealt with it for 7 years.
Rock, the fucking wine thing went off really well. So now he's like, you know, I got to do this every fucking week now. Got to do a gay bit with
you. I'm not doing a gay bit with you.
All right, Faye.
Who went wine tasting? You, asshole.
There's nothing wrong.
How is that a bit? It's a fact.
And Rocky, you went with his brother.
What? No, he didn't.
Yes,
he went wine tasting. John, have you been wine tasting? I'm sure John's been wine tasting.
Actually, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
See, look at that.
Why?
I was holding out for the right guy. You know anybody?
Rocky.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, of
yes,
course.
I figured.
You'll be tasting the grapes.
This is so ridiculous.
Watch out for him.
The hairy
whatever.
Grapes.
All right. Yeah, so we got a lot to do on today's radio program.
Nope.
The latest sensation in the internet world is Andrew Mayer, right?
Your boy!
The guy who got tasered at the John Kerry speech thing.
That's great.
I love that. I got the audio. I actually have audio of the whole thing, like him asking his question of John Kerry before he, you know, they turned his mic off. Did you hear the whole story?
No.
No, to inform us.
Did he ask him, like, what kind of Botox he uses on that big freaking skull of his?
John Kerry was doing a lecture at Florida University, and this kid decided to go to the lecture and ask questions about, asking questions of John Kerry whether he was in the skulls. You know, that secret society,
yeah,
like fraternity
the
type of thing.
Diamond cutters or some shit, woodcutters.
Yeah, just ridiculous questions and stuff like that.
The Masons, like the Simpsons.
And I guess the people thought he was embarrassing John Kerry, so they cut off his microphone and the kid threw a hissy fit. And all that. It turns out that the kid actually asked somebody to film him. Before he, you know,
oh, so he planned
did his question. He wanted to make a ruckus. It was all planned thing. And it actually turns out that this kid has his own website where he does, like, prank videos. You know, he goes out in public and does these wacky pranks. So pretty much this kid's just an attention whore. But here's the audio. It's kind of funny.
Like the Britney dyke?
Yeah.
I'm Chris Morrison. Thank you for your time. You spent a lot of time talking to those here. Thank you for coming.
This is the kid asking the question of John Kerry in the auditorium.
Being open and honest, you recommended a book to us earlier. I wanted to recommend a book to you. It's called Our Men.
being sarcastic right here.
Right.
The day of the election of disenfranchisement of black voters in Florida and Ohio. I'll ask my question. Thank you very much. I'll ask my question. I'm going to preface it. He's been talking for 2 hours. I think I can have 2 minutes.
I guess as soon as the police noticed that the kid was just being sarcastic and trying to make a scene, mm-hmm. the cops came over to him and tried to escort him away from the microphone, but he wouldn't leave the microphone.
Of course not.
And
this will be on YouTube.
Yeah, that's exactly. He had somebody standing right now. If you watch the video, there's somebody literally standing right next to him with the camera like this.
That's stupid.
You know?
Everything, anything and everything is now done with the hope it'll make something on YouTube.
Then why are we giving this douchebag any time?
Because a douchebag's like Chris Crocker. Did you hear about that?
You know what?
Yeah, Brady Dyke.
That's what you got to do. You got to point this shit out. You got to point it out that it's a fraud and that these kids are just attention whores and they'll stop doing it.
Right. Well, no. Yeah, right. The Britney douchebag. But someone posted on the board that he was offered a TV deal for a show.
Jeez.
Leave her alone.
This fucking guy. He does that. You know, it starts making its rounds.
That's
and all
what my
sudden,
ass does
TV
when I put
deals?
Toilet paper to it.
Exactly.
We're just going, leave it alone.
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
He's got a bigger cock than that.
The Chris Crocker guy got a TV development deal. You believe that?
Developmental deal.
But it's awful. And so now
sure these people- kids can perform at their parents' house, yeah. like all by themselves in front of their own little web camera, but put them on a stage with some big cameras and a crew watching, yeah, they're not going to perform. These are not stars. These are just losers.
Right, exactly.
Leave Benny alone!
I love this kid,
though. Please!
So there are multiple reports of disenfranchisement of black voters on the day of the election in 2004.
Right.
There was also voting machines, electronic voting machines in Volusia County, Florida, that counted backwards. So amidst all these reports of phony, bogus stuff going on, how could you concede the election on the day? How could you concede the 2004 election on the day? When in this book, it says there were 5 million votes that were suppressed and you won the election. Didn't you want to be president? I'm not even done yet. I have two more questions.
I'm not done yet.
Yes, I read. How come you're not saying, let's impeach Bush now? Impeach Bush now before you can invade Iraq. Why don't we impeach him?
I don't know, man. He's getting funny.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's just trying to make a scene. That's all he's trying to do.
It's not even
also,
good.
Are you a member of Skull and Bones from College and Bush?
What he's trying to do is just...
Oh, yeah, he's trying to make a ruckus. He's trying to make get a his ruckus. Point across. And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
trying to get his ass on YouTube and try to get the most hits.
Yeah, he's not even trying to get his point
Brittany
across.
Dyke is definitely doing much better than he is.
He's just an attention whore. He doesn't want the microphone taken away from him. That's what it is.
Were you in the same secret society as Bush? Were you in Skull and Bone? Thank you for cutting my mic. Thank you. Are you going to arrest me? Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Whoa. Is anybody watching this?
He goes right into it. As soon as the cops come after him, he goes right into it. Oh, is anybody watching this? I'm going to get beat down. Everybody's going to watch this.
Put this on YouTube.
Yeah.
Beat me with ketchup. His wife is here. Beat me with ketchup.
Sounds like us being escorted out of the expo in a couple of days.
Yeah, I know, right?
This situation is
not you don't have an option. You don't have an option.
This is audio from the expo.
Yeah. All right, guys. You guys are having porn stars.
Asking each other questions.
Saying cunt over and over. You got to go.
Yeah. If we'd actually got escorted out of the expo for having those porn stars on, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to drink.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you people. I don't give a shit. I'm not getting paid. So fuck yourself.
We'll just record it to the laptop. Our own show elsewhere.
Why are they arresting me? Did someone do something here? I'm being arrested.
Because it's a very important question.
What did I do? Get off me. No way.
That is the good part, right?
Get the fuck off me, man. Uh-oh. I didn't do anything. Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. I didn't do anything. Ow! 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 Ow!
That's awesome, isn't it?
No! 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 No
like a girl.
Who are those, now, who are those chicks screaming?
Back of up? Course.
So who are they? Who are they?
I don't know. Just on.
Are they with him?
I don't know.
Oh, nah, it's just probably.
Yeah, you get chicks that see like violence. They get
oh,
excited.
So much.
Oh my God! Are you killing him? Ugh. Yeah, so that was that.
Never trust something that bleeds for days and still lives.
This is audio of the kid. Actually, people were recording this kid as he was being escorted from the building. And
oh, great.
This is him outside of the auditorium with the cops.
This is a lot of
you.
Stop.
You're going to break my arm.
Stop.
You
better listen. Stop talking. Listen. Take a deep breath and listen. Where's your ID?
I don't have any ID on me.
He's loitering.
People are chiming in. This is what, this is a reenactment of Saturday, the 29th of September.
I didn't bring my wallet. I didn't think I needed a wallet for this.
You didn't think you were
going to
inside a riot?
Inside a riot?
29th?
Yeah.
I asked
future.
You a question.
Future, yeah.
Why am I under arrest? Why am I under arrest right now? Inciting a riot? Inciting a riot?
Oh, my God. You're giving me the government. They're giving me to the government. They're giving me to the government.
This kid thinks he's
what a maggot on wheels.
Thinks he's going to be assassinated.
What is your name? They're going to put a chip in his head.
I'm afraid to tell you.
Okay. Like some sort of conspiracy.
I don't want to give you that. I'm afraid.
I'm not telling you ketchup in his ears.
See, that's what he's doing. He's just trying.
You know who I am. Will you?
The kid's a little.
She owns Heinz.
He's like a.
Know that.
He's like a sarcastic, like insane kid. Just an attention whore. Just like this fucking asshole.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
I mean, Andrew Mayer of Florida University has the same kind of brain waves as Chris Crocker guy.
Oh, wait, maybe I could use this. He's a good spot. Andrew Mayer?
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
There you go.
Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Please tell people. Will you please tell people why I'm being arrested?
That's his pivot method.
Okay? I didn't do anything. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone that was here today, please come to the police station.
I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Ask them. Ask them where's the guy that was arrested at the program. Ask them where's the guy that was arrested at the John Kerry rally.
This kid.
Okay?
Such an him and Chris Crocker should like fight.
That's going to be the show. They're going to have this guy and Chris Crocker together.
What is this right now?
And they're going to humiliate them just by letting them do whatever they
want.
Who's winning in the ratings between these two? Chris Crocker.
Yeah, really.
And the engine man.
Leave Benny alone!
I believe Chris Crocker's winning. He had like 8 million views on YouTube.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, do people like what he has to say? Or do people think he's just completely obnoxious? I wonder is that like why people like Chris Crocker? Because he's just such a faggot weirdo?
Yes.
Is that why people are attracted to him?
Oh,
do you think he actually has something interesting to say?
No. Did you hear him? He's out of his mind.
He's fucking insane.
He's not from this world, that kid.
The other day I was watching Chris Crocker on Maury. Not that I watch Maury a lot, but it was, I recorded it.
Wait, Chris Crocker was
Chris,
on Maury?
Chris, are you a fag?
Right. It was on Maury, and then I was rewinding it, and it was like an old Ozzy album. Going backwards, and Maury was introducing Chris Crocker, but backwards he said, "I banged Oprah."
Hold on,
wait a minute.
Hold on,
exactly.
All right, we got more audio of Andrew Mayer.
What did I do?
There was no.
Let me go.
There was no.
You tased me. Please, I'm not going to go anywhere.
Sounds like Chris Crocker.
You let me sit down on this bench? You can take these handcuffs off me?
Can you touch my hiney?
Oh, my God.
What an asshole.
Can you take these handcuffs off me?
All right, enough of that kid.
Yeah, really.
It's just an attention. He just wants attention.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he wants.
And I don't know who. I saw it on one of the cable news networks. This kid's got a website.
Of course he does.
He does pranks.
Surprised?
I'm surprised he didn't drop his MySpace page link.
He does pranks, so it's clear. It's very clear that
Jerry,
this kid just did this for
page.
Attention.
Yeah.
He didn't want to hear John Kerry answer his question. He just wanted to cause some sort of ruckus and get on YouTube and be like Chris Crocker.
Right. Maybe he'll get his own show now on like CNBC or something.
He's probably upset that Chris Crocker really beat him to the punch.
Yeah, and now we just got to wait around this week to see who's going to be the next internet sensation. Every week there's a new internet sensation.
That exactly. It's going to get to that point. that's just going to be some.
It already
a big show.
That's good for this show.
A big internet show. When's our turn?
It's so yeah,
exactly.
When's our turn?
We're fucking sucking our own dicks for 7 years on the internet.
When is it our turn?
Yeah, and I believe
Nick's got to be killing you guys.
I believe now there's remixes of the "Don't Taser Me, Bro."
Oh, then there's this group of people.
Yeah,
there's
right.
always the asshole who wants to like make something of himself on YouTube, and then there's the crazy people who make remixes of everything because I got nothing else to do with them.
Yeah, or want to capitalize on the internet sensation.
Right, exactly.
All right, here we go.
It's funny, but it's like dumb.
Here's another one. This one's better.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what MC Hammer is.
Don't chase me, bro.
That's good.
Don't chase me.
That's funny.
Don't chase me, bro.
This one's good. What an asshole.
Don't chase me. Don't chase me, bro. Don't chase me.
Leave me alone.
We need remixes.
Don't chase me, bro. I'm
alone. You guys are lazy tonight.
Man. Yeah. lazy radio. I love it.
You're getting a cramp in that arm.
Yeah, there we go. That was the remixes to the Don't Tase Me. Have you heard, John, that... Do you know Dane Cook? Do you know who Dane Cook is?
Yes.
Have you heard his latest song?
No.
Can we play John?
Oh, sure. We'll do something from last time.
We've got to play his song.
You have it still?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm not letting the Dane Cook song go away.
Not again.
Absolutely not.
No. You got to suffer 2 weeks in a row, people.
All right, John, you know who Dane Cook is. Comedian, right?
Oh, yeah.
The outrageous guy. He's...
Of course I know, yeah.
Yeah, all right. This is his shot at music right here. It's...
He thinks I'm under a shell in Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
You are.
Yeah, probably.
You're not going to believe this.
Staten Island.
You're not going to believe this song. You're not going to believe it. I'm just going to play it. Here we go.
Got to hear it first.
I'll let John make his comments. Now keep listening, dude.
I swear to God. Give a key guitar lick.
When did you run away? How is it far from here? Only look back when
it's supposed to be funny.
No, that's the funny part about it.
Wandering around a room.
Oh my God.
Everything's in its space. I'm the only thing that doesn't fit in this.
You're trying to sing?
Uh-huh. Really?
It's not even fucking funny.
Who am I supposed to be?
He's trying to hone one friggin' talent that he thinks he has.
Right. He just keeps on spreading it around the other way.
John has a complete pissed off face on.
He's hoping something would catch on.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? I can't believe this.
I stopped watching HBO because they gave him a special.
Yeah.
I said, who is he blowing? Now he must be hitting up Elton John for some gay songs.
Exactly.
Oh, that's man. A gay song.
How great is that, dude?
Isn't that just like, it's so like no frillsy, boring, just awful.
What? Why?
It does
why?
Nothing.
It's like him doing soap operas. Like, why?
Fucking Martha Stewart had a better hit.
You know what? Wouldn't be surprised if you see him on a soap opera.
Yeah.
Would not be surprised. Would not be surprised. Come on, look. He's doing like the poppy romance comedy film now, which I heard really didn't do that well. Shocking, you know?
Dane Cook. It's so great.
He's killing his own career.
He absolutely murdered his
what career. What career, though? I don't get how this guy is actually doing things, because he's not funny.
He caught on.
Well, he was the best comic in the country.
Well, the kids like. I don't know. No. From a comedian standpoint, I don't think people thought he
was.
Well,
he was the number one comic in the country, wasn't
That's
he?
Because everybody else was on vacation that week.
But he was.
Because he picked up an untapped market.
He sold out the Garden.
Because he from a comedian standpoint, he picked up an untapped market.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, teenage chicks and, you know, like, and then guys rolled around with that and the college mm-hmm. kids. Like, you know, comedians are usually, you know, they play like fucking Carolines, and it's usually like a 20, like mid-20s and up crowd, you know. But he got like mid-20s and younger crowd.
Yeah, but my point is that he was the top comic. There's no reason for him to go do this.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
He's killing his career.
Yo,
he might as well just ran around and touched a bunch of 14-year-olds. Like, because he pretty much killed his career.
You know
he
what?
Just killed his career by making this song.
Probably did.
He killed his career by making this song. It's freaking ridiculous. This guy.
Wow. Oh, dang cookie.
You're just a goober.
I never liked him, though. I mean, like...
I hope it destroys his career.
I tried to watch it. I tried to watch his special. The guy is not funny.
Chestnut.
In his early days, he was good. He was really good. Here's the chorus.
Oh,
that's the hook.
Someone recorded him praying at his prayer.
So what is the song about? Like him, like, moving on?
Yeah, forward right off a cliff.
Yeah, fast forward through the song.
Yeah.
Now his boyfriend's behind him. He's screaming forward.
Yeah.
So I don't have to back up.
Yeah, it should be fast forward. I'm living in a box.
Fast forward.
Outside of Home Depot. All right, enough of Dave.
Fell into I don't know.
He fell into.
Yes,
oh, you want to hear the lyrics?
That's adorable.
Can you see if the lyrics are?
Dude, you got to change that word. Adorable
that
shit's got to go.
I love that.
It's adorable. I bet that latte is fucking adorable.
It was.
I bet your cock in your mouth is adorable. No one knows I'm near. I shout at the shadows. Don't let me get you.
Can we computerize that voice anymore?
You heard that, right? It is like so much
unreal.
Chorus and pitch.
Let me ask you a question. Did he show up to this? Because then it sounded like a computer voice.
People in the chat room.
He emailed it. He just wrote
it. Yeah,
here's
a sample.
Hey, people in the chat room, it's Kieran's fault that we have
Burn
to listen
sample.
To this shit.
It sure is.
I won't play any more of the Dane Cook thing.
That Dane Cook thing is a stool sample.
If someone can find the lyrics in the chat room, send me the link. Cause
I had to play the Dane Cook thing because I had to hear somebody's reaction to it for listening to it for the first time. John's never heard
that
it.
That really hurt me.
Fucked you up, huh?
Yeah, fucked me up. I need about 10 nudie bars to fix myself right now. At least.
The gayness.
Tend the trap.
That was gay.
There was also the gayness coming from that song.
Hey, where's Tend the Trap? Farmingdale?
No,
it's right up the road.
Like,
Jericho
don't
Turnpike.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, no.
Sunday nights. Action night,
send
right?
John there. We should send John to the Tend the Trap. To the remote.
You want to go to Tend the Trap?
Come on, man.
You got to do it. We'll do it with a remote. We've been tinkering with this idea.
I got my fishing pole.
Of course you do.
We've been teetering with this idea of sending somebody to the Tinder Trap during the show. And getting like
during
a
the show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like a calling call. Us from the Tinder Trap.
I am Bear Bubbles.
Wow.
Telling us what it's like.
Listen, you're going to have to send two people, me and somebody else, because I am going to be diving in.
He brings a snorkel.
You might want to wear a hazmat suit.
That's okay.
Those girls are a little scary.
Yeah.
That's even better.
They got diseases like
you don't
Africa
want any liquid
no
on your
about.
Skin.
No problem. I got my rubber gloves.
Africa's like, that bitch is fucked up.
All right, let's do a break. We'll come back. Oh, more LunaticRadio.com hijinks right after this. Got a ton of stuff to do in the program, so stick around.
We need to get a beer.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
This is Rich Carzani calling from the Speed Road Tour Challenge, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, you're kind of. Go ahead and suck the dick right on the phone. Keep the phone next to the dick as you suck it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
going
to leave the phone next to the dick while I suck it. Hold on.
Okay.
Are we sure this isn't Whitney's demon?
Yeah, whatever. I don't really give a fuck who it is.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Haley.
Hey.
Did you just suck that dick?
Mm-hmm.
Just hung up on her. We just wanted to get what we wanted.
Minute.
See, you wonder why your two guests didn't come on the show.
I love Haley, yo. She's a good sport.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Lunatic Radio, Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Manajak an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
And reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it and slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Lunatic Radio and Vital Podcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
Now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
I'll come to you like an affliction.
Yeah!
And I'll leave you like an addiction. You'll never forget me.
You wanna know why?
Why?
You wanna know why?
Why?
'Cause I'm a liar. Yeah.
Word up.
I'm a liar.
Word up, everybody.
Find out. I'll burn your soul.
Henry Rollins, real music, everybody.
Hell yeah.
I'll turn you into me. I'll turn you into me.
Word him up. LunaticRadio.com. Sheffo. Kia Rock. John from Naked Jedi joining us today. Love the Henry Rollins. Should have had him on the radio program, Rock. What have happened to that? LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Word them up. Internet people need to go away. These internet sensations, hate them all.
Leave Britney alone!
But the thing I love is when the celebrities get caught with the internet photos, like Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh.
How great was that?
Oh, I have it right here.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, no, I don't know about this.
Oh, you got it right there?
Inform.
Rock.
Oh, it's awesome.
I think it looks fake.
What is this about?
This is great. He was with a chick from Scores. And he went back to her place. They've seen each other frequently, whatever. And he's married, this guy.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's supposed to, he's laughing about it. But I tell you, man, that's not right. He's wearing a tutu.
It just isn't right.
Wait, explain this, because I have no idea what's going on. So
he denies.
The boy ain't right.
He denies it. Well, apparently he was hanging out with this bro. She's a stripper.
Okay.
And they go back to her place, and they're fooling around. They had some tequila and this and that, even before they went to her place. And then when he get there, you know, he starts putting on her fishnet outfits.
He did.
And he started, like, you know, supposedly, like, singing, like, "Hey, my name's Tutu." I don't know what the frig he said his name was. Joyce, I don't know, probably a Spanish name. Rita. Hello, Rita.
Lolita.
Kinky photos of boxer Oscar De La Hoya.
So wait, he goes back to her place and starts throwing on her fishnet stockings. I find it funny just the fact that he could fit into a chick's clothing and stuff. That's how
he's not a big dude, you know.
No, he is. Yeah, he's not. He's like a little boxer.
Yeah, and he's like a featherweight, middleweight. What is he?
Featherweight.
But I gotta tell you, man, this girl's like booked all over the place. She's another friggin', you know.
She's gorgeous.
She looks good. She's a hot chick, but she's definitely going out for publicity because.
Totally.
Honestly, man, you look at these pictures, like, it looks like they put his head on this.
Yeah.
It doesn't look real.
Well, actually, people are saying they are real because if you blow up the photos and you look for, like,
the imperfections or whatever.
The imperfections of where his head is in relation to the body, there's no, like, imperfections. There's no, like.
I tell you, this one right here looks real with the tutu.
When you look at them with the naked eye, I think they're fake.
Yeah, right.
You know, just looking at them, they look fake, but. People are saying they're not.
And apparently he's okay with it. He's laughing at it.
I don't believe that. Like, where would he
maybe
have...
Maybe he wants to come out of the closet. And this is his, like, way of easing out of the closet.
The fishnet stocking was with him. Where the hell was... He has boxing gloves on in that picture. That can't be.
You know what? That's a good point. And would he carry boxing gloves around
right.
the whole time?
He was probably trying to be, like, goofy and funny for
where
the chick.
Where do you have boxing gloves?
It was probably him and the chick in a hotel room.
Fake. You're right. Wait a second, though.
Oh, what? What? She's got them on.
Why does she have boxing gloves?
Wait, dude, she's kind of hot.
Dude, I bet you they're not fake. And you know what he was trying to do?
No, you're looking at the wrong picture, Rocket.
He had the chick back in a hotel room.
What?
That's Oscar you're looking at.
She's hot.
Such an idiot.
He had the chick back in a hotel room. And to order to be, like, nice and cute in front of the chick, he did that.
But was he carrying around fucking...
Who knows? He's a boxer.
Maybe she has.
No, you don't.
Maybe she's a fan.
You do a radio show. Do you carry around a microphone?
I should.
Rock,
the way you talk.
Rock, it's not the first time that she's hung out with him. They've hung out before.
Oh.
He's flown her and a couple of girlfriends from Scores to some events.
He's got a thing for her. That's like his little Scores hookup.
So she may have scooped up some, you know, she's 21 years old. She probably picked up some gloves. She probably set this all up with somebody else. She's probably got like a steady boyfriend that's like funding everything she does.
Sure.
You know? She's a little friggin' pig, you know?
There's one photo of him with a wig on. He's wearing a wig.
He's got a ton of money.
He's bent over like he's ready to get one like shoved up his ass.
He's like, Mayweather, hit me here.
Yeah.
That's
guy.
A pretty good. Can we get like a Scores chick for our like?
Fuck the Scores chick. We're more tender trap people.
No.
Yeah.
No,
definitely.
Economically speaking, we are.
Obviously, people around the country and around the world don't know what the tender trap is. It's a local dive strip club here on Long Island. It's a fucking hole.
Yeah.
It's in the same building as a mechanic shop.
Take your local.
Right next door is a guy fucking doing oil changes.
Wherever you live, take
that's
the
great.
Shittiest
10-minute oil change and a blowjob. That's awesome.
Yeah. All you gotta do is like anywhere you're listening to this, just find your shittiest bar in your area and just imagine like a bunch of AIDS ridden chicks walking around.
Absolutely.
There's Tinder Trap.
Absolutely.
When are we going?
That don't
you
speak
me,
English.
You told me into it. You told me into it.
He's like,
got
I
wooden
love
teeth?
Wooden
Russian girls got wooden teeth.
Is Oscar De La Hoya really like laughing that off, or I thought he was denying it. I heard reports that he was denying it.
Well, he's denying the fact that he was wearing a tutu and some fishnet, but he's laughing at it. He thinks it's a joke, and you know what? Quite frankly, he's coming out of the closet.
I, you know, if I was him, I'd just be like, hey, fuck it, dude. I was with a chick. I was trying to be funny. She snapped some photos. Big deal.
So,
but he is married. That would kind of fuck
that.
Listen,
fucks
let
that
me
up.
Ask you a question.
What?
You're on his side.
No, I'm not saying I do.
There might be some pictures.
The door is open.
I'm not saying I do that, but if I were him, I would just laugh it off. Like
passing
I was trying
the
to be
barrel goofy. To Kieran. Here you go, Kieran. Get in.
Kieran, talk to me. Now, you've done it?
No.
You would do it, though.
You can't say you'd do it.
No, I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't dress up in
you
girl
mean if you were with
some hot chick from Scores.
And you're having a couple drinks.
No, I mean, see, I would crack jokes because, you know,
you
I'm a joker. Oscar De La Hoya is
in high heels.
Oscar De La Hoya is not a funny guy. He can't rely on his... He's a boxer. He's got hit in the head 50 times.
He's punch drunk.
A million times. Yeah, he's punch drunk.
I'm not trying to help De La Hoya out, but I'm looking at you differently now.
Come on, man.
Karen's throwing on the fishnets.
I just dug myself a hole.
Thank God.
But I'm saying, dude, he's...
You better check what he packs.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh!
This is what I'm saying. That was Oscar De La Hoya's attempt of trying to be cute and funny with a chick.
There we go.
To show his character.
Right. Guys, showing, me.
Hey, I'm not just a boxer. I can be funny, too. Give me your fucking panties. I'll throw them in my bag.
See, there's the difference between Kieran and I. See, I'll say adorable to a chick. He'll throw in fishnet stockings with a chick.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, you wine-tasting homo. Go drink a bottle of fucking Zinfandel, you gay bastard.
Oh, drink Zinfandel.
Oh, yeah, that's chick juice, man.
Drink Zinfandel. Don't listen to him. It's the only thing he knows, because that's the only thing he'll drink.
Oh, what kind of wine you want?
Plush. I'll have a carafe of faggot.
Can I pick up some beer for you?
No,
there's
get
your funny
me some
joke. Ring the bell. There's
Zinfandel.
Your funny carafe of faggot. Everyone use that tomorrow at your work day. Can I get a carafe of faggot?
Oscar De La Hoya, man. More power to you, man. What up? He's not even boxing anymore. He's singing love songs, this guy. He's like Dane Cook.
Oh, God, that just hurts.
That's another guy.
Dude, this is fucked up.
This
you got Dane Cook. He just sucks anyway. De La Hoya is he's a great boxer.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
he's too good looking to be a boxer, though. Yeah, that guy's like a good looking dude. You need like guys like Tyson who looks like a bulldog.
Wait.
I'm not saying.
Wait.
Come on.
You're in the hole. What is up with that?
Well,
listen,
I'm just saying.
Things I don't know about you now.
I'm saying.
Check his closet.
He's better looking than fucking Tyson. You know what I mean?
So you'd bang him.
No.
Wait,
assholes.
You know what? You'd bang him. Tyson's just not your type. Some other people may think Tyson's better looking.
You suspect, both of you. Suspect. As soon as you slip up, I'm hammering both of you.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
Buttercup.
Tonight's show is unofficially sponsored by Heineken Light. Go out and grab yourself a case.
Heineken.
I got audio here of an inmate talking about prison sex. We can go right.
Oh, here we go. Here's a segue alert.
This is the next internet sensation, I'm believing. I'm throwing my money on this guy.
Oh, I thought you were throwing a bag.
No.
That's all. Where are you going to put it? On his shoulder?
Yeah. On his chin.
He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talks.
That's Kieran Smooth talking, his buddy.
Here is an inmate describing prison sex.
Oh.
Get ready for some laughs.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jelly. What they call toss a salad. That's the slang word, toss a salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my cum, right? I will automatically get hard, right? I will, you know, come automatically if he's sucking my ass for about 10 minutes.
Oh, let it play.
Right? It's a sensation feeling.
You're loving
it. Makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys suck their ass. It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's clean.
I remember the first time I got my ass.
And the person know that that's an asshole, but in mind, he's looking at it as a pussy because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him eat me, you know, and we straight. That's it.
First time I got my ass sucked, I swear to God, I thought I was being violated or I was having a full body massage at the same time. This girl, she threw my big toes in my ears. She jammed a tongue in my ass. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't even excited about it, like, sexually.
It was what's going on?
It was comfortable.
My favorite part of that clip is he goes, the only difference between ass and pussy is that pussy is pussy and ass is ass.
What? He tells a lot.
Wait, I didn't realize this syrup and jelly. Like,
as the lubricants they use in prison.
If you had a sucking ass, what would you prefer, syrup or jelly?
Do you think I'm honestly going to answer that question, you fucking homo?
He's trapping you,
just
bro. He's trapping you.
It's so obvious.
Just throw it out.
Well, soon as I get past the fishnet.
You want to hear it again?
The syrup sticks.
All right, let's listen closely.
There's stuff going on.
Let's listen. There's so much in this clip right here. That's not it.
Hold on.
Let me get back.
Hold for edit.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jelly. What they call tossing salad.
That's all right. Suck my ass with jelly.
Jelly is tossing
that's
salad.
What we call tossing salad.
Well, look, guys are already throwing their opinions.
Say it again for people who want to write this down.
I am known with like jelly. Beer Bear with like gravy. There's a
right. Gravy?
This is how you toss
salad. Is it warm gravy or cold gravy?
Tony B wants Crisco, you fucking emo.
Crisco?
Yeah, he wants to do it in the sun so he gets a burn on his ass.
Who the hell is going to eat your ass with Crisco? It's not even edible.
Who's eating his ass?
Right. Honestly. That's
no
a fucked
offense.
Up shit.
Hey, I'm an ass eater from way back.
You ever sucked a chick's ass?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's like candy.
I can't. No, oh, stop!
Yo, when you're in the heat of passion, man, anything goes.
I guess so.
Tony's ass spans three counties.
Oh, come on. That's mean.
What? Grand Canyon?
Well, I'm just pointing out facts.
Oh, my God. He's gonna make him cry.
Oh, stop it. Tony ain't crying over that.
Well, he's emo.
He only cries over spilled.
If he's Rocky's friend, he's going to cry. He's probably home in his fucking latte crying.
No, see, the thing we call Tony's the emo guy on the message board.
Right.
He's very, it's very emotional. So
oh,
emo.
All right.
So he cries.
Okay. See, look, Tony's agreeing. His ass is Camden County. Camden County.
Camden, New
That's
Jersey.
All the shit goes to, right? Yeah.
Beerwiz okay. Beer is in the room. Beerwiz, what would you rather have?
There's more cracked than
jelly or syrup when you're sucking ass. Curious to see what the whiz. He'll just say, just give me a whip. I'm
all
good.
Right, here we go. More of the inmate talking about prison sex.
It's a slang where he tosses out. It means sucking my ass, right?
Hold on. Hold on. When you put jelly in the ass. It's called tossing salad. That means sucking my ass.
Who came up with that term? Toss a salad.
I love the way
it's
he
called
says.
A lot of friggin' time.
Says, I'm doing 10 to 15 on some bullshit.
Yo,
I'm
sucking my ass. Drew 9652. Yesterday, I made it. You were sucking my ass. Tossing salad. With jelly or without jelly, some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my climate, right? I will automatically get hard, right?
A climate?
I will, you know.
Yeah, he reaches
his climate?
His climate. The climate changes in his ball bag, I guess. I don't know.
Come automatically if he's sucking my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good.
It's a sensation feeling.
Oh. Of course it is.
Okay, thanks. This guy does a lot of reading.
Can we get him on the show?
I know.
God.
Oh, by the way, the Beer Wizard, he'll have syrup. So when he's sucking a guy's ass, Beer Wizard likes to use syrup. That's
way to go,
saying.
Faggot.
Way to go, Beer Wiz. Vodka boy.
Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys to suck their ass. It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's clean. The person's decent.
Decent?
Did you hear that?
Decent. Clean and decent. It's not a pussy. It's clean. And decent.
It's like sucking a pussy. The only difference is it's not a pussy.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they
so deep? I mean, it's so deep.
Rocket.
Yeah.
Do they cuddle after they eat ass?
I guess so. I don't know.
Ask those clowns that you got over there on the laptop. Do they cuddle after they eat ass with syrup?
Oh, this is like this is like getting comments from a cinder block.
Whitney Stevens.
I tried to reach a cinder block for comments. This is what we got. It ain't a pussy because it ain't a pussy.
And the person know that that's an asshole, but in mind, he's looking at it as a pussy because he's in prison. So.
Now that makes sense.
Toss my salad. Let him eat me, you know, and we straight. That's it.
You eat me, we straight.
You ain't straight.
No, you
buddy.
Ain't straight. You're far from straight if you're getting your ass eaten.
Wow.
Well, some of those guys in
you're
prison.
You're like Del Hoya.
This is what I hear about the guys in prison. I don't know about much about them. I've never been to prison, don't plan to go. But they, you know, they're not gay. They're just so hard up for affection. They want some affection.
I can never.
They cuddle. I think they cuddle.
I so mastered the masturbation that I would never need, like.
It's a button now for you.
That
so
type
so
of.
If you were in prison, you'd have like a dozen stiff socks up on the
side. Oh, I have so. I've watched so much porno in my lifetime that I have like an endless Rolodex of
man.
Just. Images in my head.
Just
I could
jizz,
just jack to.
Jizz.
Yeah.
Images in you.
Not jizz. Fuck. Yeah. So how about
wow.
that?
Wow. That guy is insane.
Guy's awesome.
Oh, boy.
All right. Trina Michaels is supposed to call in. We're going to go from that to a hot porn star. who's going to be joining us out at the Portable Media Expo. That's this weekend, everybody, 28th to the 30th on the 29th. That's this Saturday, next Saturday, in Ontario, California. Rocket and I and the rest of the gang will be broadcasting live from the Portable Media Expo starting at 12 noon West Coast time. That's 3 p.m. East Coast time. And I believe you can listen to it right live on the lunaticradio.com website, right?
Yeah, it's going to take you to Ustream for the expo. They're using Ustream. So we won't be on StickCam, but it's free to access and all that shit. But you just click the links from our website or go to tpxradio.com, and it'll take you right there.
So we'll be doing our live show with a group of people and some three lovely porn stars that look like amusement parks.
Yeah.
Should be a lot of fun. John from Naked Jedi is joining us in the studio, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back. More Lunatic Radio. Radio.com show right after
this. Hi, I'm Roxy DeVille. You're listening to lunaticradio.com. A big gift in my vagina. Yay.
Go ahead, Roxy.
MySpace.com has announced today it will be handing over the data of known sex offenders in the U.S. that the site removed from its service after the crimes were revealed.
Not me! I didn't do shit!
Go ahead. People have to know about this. This is important. MySpace has got sex offenders.
Yeah.
The announcement comes after pressure from, oh my god, I don't want to read, various state attorneys general.
That was nothing. That was something that fell off the shelf but doesn't exist.
All states will be given the information after some took legal action against MySpace. Attorney General Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut said, many of these sex offenders may have violated their parole or probation by soliciting children. Last year, MySpace teamed up with Senatel Holding Corp to develop a sex offenders database in the collaboration.
Holy shit! Oh my god!
What? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Did I break anything? Probably broke a lot of stuff.
Oh my god.
Not happened. Come on, continue with the news.
Developed this database and the collaboration led to the deletion of some 7,000 profiles from the MySpace so far. Chinese woman grows 5-inch horn out of her head.
Really? That's amazing.
About 11.
She sure wasn't a dick.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The family of 95-year-old Zhao.
Oh, she definitely had an A-bomb dropped on her.
Ouch. From Zhangjiang City.
Exactly.
You're hoping that doctors will be able to explain the 5-inch horn that is growing out of her forehead. Local media. Local media.
I love this bit!
For you!
Come on.
Local media describes the horn as curving down, quote, like the stalk of a pumpkin, unquote.
That's because gooks are the devil.
Go ahead.
I'm offended.
5-inch horn out of the head.
I'm on it. The mysterious growth started 3 years ago. Quote, at first, it was only a mole, but it gradually grew and became like a horn. It causes me no discomfort.
What? Come on, man. Nothing's happening. What else you got, Rock?
It could be no discomfort, but blocks part of my view. Should
Zow. Go ahead. I got a lot of shit to clean up.
I've been doing life for killing and eating prostitutes seeks female companion. What? That's not the story.
You're not really as good as Charles McCord was.
I'm trying
on the Amish show.
Eating prostitute seeks female companion.
Eating a prostitute female companion.
How does this read? Life for killing and eating prostitutes seeks female companion. 60-year-old.
What, Rock?
Right, 60-year-old Arthur Shawcross, who is serving a life sentence for killing 11 prostitutes and eating some of their body parts, has begun the hunt for his sixth wife after divorcing his fifth earlier this year.
By the way, I can't even hold all the shit up.
Shawcross.
Go ahead, Rock. Continue.
Shawcross wants a woman between 24 and 100.
What's the matter, Rock? Nothing's happening. You're perfectly safe.
I guess so.
Tom Show. You mentioned it before. Here in Rocket Studio, John from Naked Jedi joining us. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Troco Hotline, you know what it is, 206-202-LOON, that's 206-202-5666. Love the people when they call in the Drunk Call Hotline, so if you haven't done it yet, and you're a new listener to the program, get hammered and just call us.
Yeah,
you don't need to have any points. Sometimes it's good to have a point when you call the Drunk Call Hotline. Maybe just have an idea in your head. Like something about, like, yeah, you know what, that guy just cut me off, I'm drunk, I want to rant about that. Call in with that idea in your head, and it usually turns out to be funny when you once you're drunk, because you say shit you don't usually say when you're drunk, right?
You know what I want someone to do with their phone? They're at a bar and go up to someone and be like, "Hey, I'm on the phone with Lunatic Radio," and they go, "What?" And you go, "Go fuck yourself," and you walk away. And that would be funny.
Well, that will start a riot, Rock. You know what I want? You know what I want?
Get that too.
You're not there.
You know what I want?
Exactly. You're out wearing fishnet somewhere.
If we can get like a
get Karen.
If we can get some frisky chick to call into the Drunk Call Hotline, and this is what they do. They call in and say, "Hey, my name's blah, blah, blah. I'm a chick. I'm going to take the phone and stick it in my hoo-ha."
I would love that. I would love that. I would make that my cell phone ring.
But somehow you have to make...
the squish.
Somehow you got to turn off the like the flip setting in your phone, or whatever type of your phone you have.
Just stick it in as is.
No, because it might hang up. I don't want the phone to hang up.
Why? Have you tried it before?
I don't know. No, I haven't.
No, don't close it. Just stick, if you're talking about the clamshell style phone.
Yeah, the clamshell.
No, just leave it open and just stick it in. Because the microphone's on the bottom anyways. Where's my phone? You know, it opens up at the bottom of the microphone.
Yeah, you get your phone, try it.
All right, All right, yeah, do that. Just stick the phone up your vagina. We just want girls sticking stuff up their vaginas.
Dude, if you stuck your phone up your ass right now, that would be adorable.
Can we get Vox?
Like it, huh?
Can we get Vox to call
like
in?
That, wouldn't you?
I believe Vox is in the chat room. One of our Vox is our model.
This poor
She's
girl just got in. You want to stop bothering her already?
I want her to call into the program and stick her phone up her vagina.
She's not gonna do that.
And why did I call it her vagina?
Vagina. Vagina. Because you're too busy with West Virginia. It's on West Virginia.
By the way, West Virginia Mountaineers.
Here we go.
4-0.
Virginia.
3-0. 3-0. 4-0. 4-0.
Shut up. They suck dick.
You watch college football there, John?
No.
You should.
Why?
Because it's good.
I'm too busy with the Yankees right now.
Yeah, what's up with the Yankees? What's up with the Mets, by the way?
They're winning!
Blowing it this
They're
week.
Not blowing it. They're up 2.5 on the fighting field.
Mets are too busy smoking the weed out in the bullpen.
It doesn't matter.
To fucking
I know,
get
that
the
bullpen
games.
Is fucking insane.
I love the New York
Mets. They're tossing Sal's out in the bullpen. Jesus Christ.
The only thing that's cool about the New York Mets is that the bullpen a couple of years ago all smoked weed. Like during the games.
Are you talking about the Vince Coleman years?
Yeah. No, it was a couple of years ago. Like when the team was really bad.
Yes.
The team was really bad. They're like fucking 20 games on the 500, and they decided just to call in the last month and smoke weed in the bullpen.
Hell yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I love it. That's when I was a fan of the team, but now I could give a fuck.
Shut up.
I hate you.
Rocky, you okay?
Why?
We, you know what? We call you fag, skirt wearer, all this stuff. You're upset about the Mets.
I'm not upset. He is.
Oh, okay. You're more upset.
You should be upset about the Mets because, you know, their magic number now is 5. They did win today. They actually pulled off a victory.
They did.
They beat the Marlins, which is pretty much like 2 guys.
Okay, why don't you win, like, consecutive games against Tampa Bay, okay? How about that?
Hello, we've won 2 in a row against Toronto.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh.
That's
freaking good games, man.
Dude,
you watching them?
12-11.
Hello.
Awesome.
Hello.
Extra innings is great.
No. Hello. Hello. Our team was behind by 14.5 games, and we didn't give up.
Because you play Toronto, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay all fucking
Check
year.
That out. Yeah, you're right.
Except although you lose to
Our
Tampa
pitching
Bay.
Staff has to pitch against teams with the DH.
They swept Boston, and then they went 2 out of 3 last time they played them.
Don't tell me the National
League.
Don't even argue that the National
he
League
has a problem with the Mets.
Don't even argue that the National League is a tougher league than the American League because it's bullshit.
You know what the Mets stand for?
Pussies.
My entire team sucks.
My entire team sucks. That's what it is. It's like the old Ford found on road dead. Fix on repair
Yankee.
Daily.
So Yankee your dick, huh? Little Yankee.
Hey.
Are you really going to go
wrong with that? What's fucking wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well, it's a call coming to shit.
A bad yank at my dick. I can do that. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Trina.
Hi, Trina. How we do?
Trina.
How you doing,
Hi.
Trina?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Trina Michaels, everybody, the porn star extraordinaire. She looks like an amusement park. We love Trina Michaels.
Thank you, guys.
How are you, Trina? Are you all excited about the big pod? What is it? The Podcasting Expo this Saturday?
The 29th. Podcast. What are you wearing?
It's 29th in Ontario.
Trina, how are you? My name is John. I seen your picture. It's awesome. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Was that a trick question?
And a black t-shirt.
Nice. Very nice. What else?
What else? Let's see. I'm sitting in the nail salon right now.
Ooh. So wait, someone's like toying with your feet or something like that right now?
My hands at the moment, but they're doing my feet in a few minutes. I gotta make them all nice and pretty for you guys.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's getting all crimped. I'm so excited.
She's getting primped.
You got to call us when you're getting a wax.
I'm sorry?
Did you get waxed yet?
Oh, no, I haven't done that. You know, I don't like doing that. It kind of hurts.
And I like that.
It always makes it all bumpy when it goes back and you get all weird to it.
It could be like a French toy.
French toy?
What's that?
It could be like a French toy.
Trina, I don't know where John's going with this. I'm just letting him go.
Let's be careful. We don't want to scare
away. You have a very nice voice. I've only seen your picture once, and I had to put saran wrap on it. But that was a different story, and we're not going to get into that. So she's doing your hand. Which hand?
I'm sorry?
You have like one of those clam phones?
Do I have a what?
What kind of telephone do you have? Your cell phone?
No, stop.
We're not going to have it. We're trying to get it to
all right,
to
let me talk
phone.
To Trina.
Shut off his mic, please.
Trina, I'm sorry. Yeah, John was just about to ask you to stick your phone up your vagina, and I wasn't going to let him do that.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go there yet.
You wouldn't be able to hear anything anyways, although I could do that in person, and you'd,
Choose to be able to. Whoa! You see that, John? And you're going to be stuck here in New York as Rocket and I fly out to California this weekend to see Trina.
That's right, and
see if she can fit her cell phone up her vagina.
Do me a favor. After she's done, call me up with that phone. And don't wash your hands.
I will not wash
your hands. Rocket, put a bag over his hand and bring it home.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. Boys. Yeah.
So, Trina, what's new with the Trina Michaels world? What's going on?
Oh, not much. I just finished dancing in San Francisco this weekend. Whoa. Just got home. I live about an hour away from San Francisco, so I just got home and I'm fixing my nails, and I have a photo shoot in LA tomorrow, so.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, Trina, let me ask you a question. You live an hour north of San Francisco? Like Marin County?
No. Like, San Francisco is on the coastline, and I live about an hour east of that, like,
because Rocket really enjoys like wine tasting, and if you want to like take him to Napa Valley, he likes the plush, plush wine,
you'd
and some cheese, and some like real stinky cheese.
Shut up, John. You'd go, Trina. You'd go wine tasting with me.
Sure.
See?
We can get drunk.
Hell yeah,
wait,
see?
Wait. I go wine tasting.
wait. Trina, let me honestly ask you a question. A guy that frequently...
I went once.
Well, you love it, though, right?
I like wine, but I went wine tasting once.
All right, Rocket is my co-host of the show, and he loves wine tasting. Don't you think that's a little... I don't know, gay?
Well, he went with a guy, that's why.
I went with chicks, too.
What do you think of guys that go wine tasting?
No, it's fine. I've never actually been myself, but hey, you know what? It's a free... It's free alcohol,
exactly.
So why not go?
Thank you, Trina. She's a voice of reason.
Cheap date. I like that.
I can't wait to see Trina.
Trina in the waves. Let me ask you a question now. We found out that Rocket went with this girl named Christina Crocker. We also found out that she really is a man.
You're making shit up. All right, listen, you're scaring her away. We need her to come to the expo, please.
No,
she shut his mic off, please.
Wait, what are you doing on your fingernails right now?
What am I doing? I'm getting them redone. Yeah.
Trina's getting her nails done.
Yes.
She's just calling in to check in with the boys.
Yes.
Trina will be joining us in California this weekend in Ontario, California, for the Portable Media Expo. You know what, Trina? I'm just looking forward to the reaction we're going to get when you three girls walk in to that convention, and there's a bunch of people not expecting to see three beautiful ladies anywhere.
Me too. I'm excited to see reactions too. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good time.
Make the Titan low for you.
Oh, I love Trina. Oh, I love her.
I just can't wait.
It's gonna be so great.
I can't wait to have you three sit down at the table with us and do some broadcasting and just look out in the crowd and just see jaws just dropping. Of, you know, like teenagers, because there'll be some teenagers there. There'll be like a mixed crowd of older people and teenagers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, they're not expecting to see Trina Michaels walk in. Or Camilla in Brianna.
So yeah.
It should be a fun time. And I appreciate you coming out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of which, has Jenny been keeping up, like, you know, all the information and all that, how to get there?
Oh, yeah. She's been great. Jenny's awesome. Been awesome.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She does an excellent job. We're very lucky to have her a part of us. And she started out as a listener, and it just worked out great. She's a good girl.
We actually have two goons that are going to lead you guys in.
Security guards.
Yeah, a little security.
More security.
Awesome. We don't want these little kids like coming up to you and trying to poke boobs and stuff. So.
No way.
I can't get in.
Young kids.
I won't be able to get in then.
Kids.
No, don't worry. There's no kids going.
There's no kids there, but you know, the younger kids. There.
Yeah, Karen likes to say kids to everybody. Yeah. He says kids. He says kid to his dad. So.
Yeah, I call my dad a kid. He is a kid. Fuck him.
No, you don't say fuck him to your dad. You're an asshole. No, but we're very excited, Trina. It's going to be a lot of fun. Should be a great show Saturday. And, yeah, we're going to change the face of this expo. They have no idea what to expect from all of us. It's going to be awesome.
Love to cause some problems. I love it.
I like it.
All right, Trina. We just wanted to check in with you this week, pretty much, to make sure you're coming.
Cool. I will definitely be there for sure.
Right. And if you need anything else, you know, just call Jenny. She'll be, you know, more than happy to help you with anything. You know, don't hesitate to call her for anything.
Okay.
All right, Trina Michaels. We'll see you Saturday.
Yes. You guys have a safe flight out here, and I'll see you in a couple days.
All right. Cool.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. There's Trina Michaels getting her nails done.
You guys are ass kisses, man.
What?
I almost had a clothes off.
Had a clothes off?
Come on, man.
You were asking him, like, I don't even know what you were asking.
I want to know if she put, like, eyeballs on the fingertips, you know, so we...
She's getting her nails done by some chinwo.
So what?
She's primping for us, Karen.
She's not primping. Sure, she's got, like, a scene or something to shoot tomorrow.
She does have a photo shoot, she said.
Oh, really? Tomorrow?
Yeah. You missed
LA.
That part of the conversation?
L.A.
She flying in? Because she lives in San
Fran. Yeah, I don't know. I thought she was only, like, an hour away. San Fran's a little far. She got to be flying. It's like a 5-hour drive, I think.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Wow.
Last time I was at her house.
We got to, like, bring, like, I don't know, like, something for, like, Twinkies or something.
Twinkies?
Some water.
We'll bring a cake.
Thank you for coming written on it.
I'll buy it at the fucking gift shop at the Marriott.
What a fucking hotel gift. Get her a pack of aspirin.
Where's the picture of those girls? She was the blonde, right? She was the one that was on the right?
Yeah, Trina's the blonde. Thanks, Rock, for knowing. She's the blonde, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
What'd I have to do?
No, you didn't know which one it was, so you hesitated.
I forgot right and left for a moment.
All right, yeah. Yeah, Trina Michaels is the tall blonde with the huge fun bags and curvy butt.
She's getting nails done right now as we speak.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I believe I have audio of her.
So, yeah, if you haven't, if you're just catching our show for the first time, we're having three porn chicks come down to the expo. If you're in the Ontario, California area, not Ontario, Canada, Ontario, California area, come on down Saturday, the 29th. We'll be there.
It will be a hell of a time, everybody. Last week we had Roxy DeVille on, and I was making note of I love playing the porno sounds.
Oh, absolutely.
During the show, just out of nowhere, because people listen to this show at work in their cubicles and stuff, you know, and they have the fucking computer speakers on.
Jumps up there.
And all of a sudden, fucking just, this type of shit just blares out of nowhere. And, you know, I just take a shot because I love irritating the listeners as much as trying to entertain them a little bit. And I actually got an email from a guy named Tom in Baltimore. Okay. And he just wanted to let us know that during last week's show when we played the Roxy DeVille audio, that he had to rush back to his computer. He had to rush back to his cubicle and his computer to shut it off because the porno sounds were just blaring. So right now, everybody, I'm just going to keep on playing porno sounds. Oh! Oh! This is for the people in the cubicles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck me sideways. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. We got this one.
I got a new bit, Kieran. Just for the cubicle kids. Just randomly during the course of the show, just start playing like just some raunchy bit. It just seems like everything's, oh, we're just talking about something. Oh, what's going on in the news? Right. And you just go, oh, wait. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Absolutely.
What? How come, like, it's okay for them to have up when, you know, we're screaming out cunt and, you know, stick it up your pussy and all that, but yet when a chick is moaning...
Oh, man. Because that sound is porno.
Dummy.
But they can get away with cunt at the cubicle?
That's fine, because it's just somebody saying it.
Oh.
You what? Know, but if you hear this...
Well, cunt means see you next Tuesday.
This indicates, if you're not actually looking at the screen, that you might be watching porno at work.
Well, that's
See you next Tuesday. We're not actually doing radio right now. We're just trying to annoy the people in the cubicles. Where did I go?
Like he threw up.
That was me. That was me. I guess I must have edited that clip.
Chicks turn you off. Wait a minute.
Look at the position you got me in.
That's like your
dirty pervert. You like fucking me in these positions, huh?
Oh, it's
like
awesome.
Teasing me.
Oh, Julia Bond. I know the fucking clip. Wow.
Right now, huh? Come on over your keyboard, making it nice and sticky.
When chicks talk like this, I think the timer's running. Time's up.
Did I do something wrong?
Bing. Next.
Exactly. Chicken's done.
Yeah, and that's all we got. So there you go, fucking people in the cubicles.
Wow.
I hope you fantastic. Shut your computer off. I love that. Tonight's show unofficially sponsored by Heineken Light. Thanks to John.
Hey, yeah, I'm bringing them down.
What in the Heineken Light? How was the band doing? Did I ask you that already?
Band's doing pretty good, man.
You got any gigs coming up?
Yeah, we got October 2nd at Lion's Den in Manhattan, right by Sullivan Street, I believe. And then we're doing a Parkinson's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
October 14th in Staten Island at the Marine Corps League on Ontario, not where you guys are going, but off of Clove Road in Staten Island.
Is another Ontario?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then we got a Halloween show on the October 27th at Sharky's Bay Street in Staten Island.
I went to the last show at Kenny's Castaways in Manhattan. Good time. Always cool. A good time.
Rocket came up. He sang with us.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Had to do my song. Had to go up there on stage.
Yeah.
That's what I basically do.
Is that what he does? What is
he was doing?
That's the song I jump up for.
There you go, Rock. A little echo. Ready, go.
Thunder! Do you have the song? I'll play it. Oh, too bad we don't have the song.
You stole the CD, you scumbag.
CD.
There was like four of them here.
They're all gone. Look at that. They go like hotcakes.
Karen pissed on one of them.
Hotcakes.
The other one is a beer coaster.
I did not.
And I took the other one.
Use it for a beer coaster. To me, I'm flattered. Because there's definitely too much blood in my alcohol level.
NakedJedi.com.
NakedJedi.com.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Right to this.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
Can you just play that one head-crushing sound again? Do you have it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love this guy.
Oh, That is Richard Patrick from Filter, everybody, playing sound effects on our radio show.
I love it.
It's awesome. It
that
really
was
is.
That was the sound of Phil Leotardo's head being crushed under his SUV while his grandchildren were in the backseat.
On the series finale of The Sopranos, everybody.
So awesome.
All right, Richard, man. I appreciate you taking the time out to call us back and talk some Sopranos.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
I tell you what, it's been an honor and a pleasure, and I think you guys are the first place, really. I think this is like one of the first places that I've actually started talking about a new Filter record, so.
Whoa!
Wow!
So.
My ears got bigger. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Filling up.
Their first Filter record in a while. So
yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. And we look forward to it. Oh, anything you put out, we look forward to.
You guys got the scoop.
And you know, we'll be there, dude. When you go on tour, man, because I'm sure you'll be doing a tour eventually. We'll definitely be there when you hit New York area.
We'll be showing up.
Oh, absolutely.
There,
and I understand you guys are getting it's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to be back in New York City. I love New York City.
Sweet, man.
Word up, man. Richard Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Cool, no man. Problem. Anytime.
Yeah. You're a buddy.
You're a buddy.
You got it. You right. got it over there. Hey. What about New York? Maybe we'll get some coffee.
Yeah, look at that guy.
Over there.
All right, Richard. Take care of yourself.
All right, guys. Peace.
Later. Richard Patrick, everybody, on the lunaticradio.com.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Rock him with
the Phoenix Titan Blade, some white,
rock him with
some silver, and I am lunaticradio.com, bitches.
The leaders of space travel have somehow twisted his mind. He's gone crazy. He's got the...
Command Beat Factory Dub Edition coming to you live every Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. live on TJXRadio.com. Join us for 2 hours of insanity and madness, space age dub music, and whatever the hell we feel like playing. Join us every weekend. Hit up the website, MadBeatFactory.com, download the podcast, call into the show. The number is 650-515-DUB-0,
650-515-3820. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is VX.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then U Broadcast is for you. U Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the U Broadcast Player. The U Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adult-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the U Broadcast Station Manager. The U Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Lacuna Coil, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show in New York. Lovely. Hey, it's the first day of fall.
Fuck that shit, but it's nice and warm. It's going to be 86 on Tuesday.
Goodbye,
I
summer.
I like the summer weather.
I love goodbye, summer.
I love summer.
Time to get out those turtlenecks.
See, Kira likes it when the chicks cover up.
Uh-huh.
It's like, put them away.
You know what?
Away.
You know what? You might be... Actually, you know what?
What?
I do like when the chicks cover up because it's more the rip-off.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dude, you ever do this? I know John's done this. He's got tattoos. He must have. Have you ever fucking ripped some panties off a chick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Jeans. Ripped jeans off completely.
Wow, this guy's
animal.
He's a master.
He wants sex.
Dude, the best thing is, I used to do this with an ex.
You gotta duct tape him after that.
With an ex-girlfriend. I used to have an ex-girlfriend buy fucking shitty panties. Like, go out and buy a shitty pair of panties. Because when we have sex...
You got to pull off the expensive ones. Really piss them off. It's like angry sex. They get mad at you. They fuck even harder. You jerk off. You ripped off my exclusives.
See, I can never do it. I would actually go to do that. And she'd be like, you ain't ripping this pair, asshole.
That's because he's wearing the expensive panties.
Yeah. No, I don't want to rip those. I want to wear them later.
Later they're mine. I wear it backwards. Makes my package look bigger.
Dude, but ripping panties off of you, ever done that, Rock?
No, I never rip. I don't
know.
Sounds like fun.
You got to make the chick, though, go out and buy, I don't know, you got a girlfriend, so make her out.
You don't negotiate it. You don't tell them about it. You duct tape their hands and legs. You pull the shirt over their head, and you play a game. Guess what I'm putting in your pussy? And take out a circular saw, start it up, or, you know, chainsaw is even scarier.
Well, that's how it started out. I just, you know, one night just ripped them. And it became more like a habit for me. It was like a thing I liked to do. So eventually she was like, you know what? I'm going to buy fucking a thing of shitty panties and I'll wear them so you can rip them off and be like a fucking Unga Bunga guy. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, and I would even go out and buy them for her so I could rip them off.
Yeah, you would go out and buy them
so she could
rip them off you.
But it's great, dude. I love it.
Just open your mouth to change feet, I swear to God.
Dude, if you guys got chicks out there, any of you fucking listeners got girlfriends, make her go buy shitty panties so you can rip them off.
No, it's you get better sex when she got the expensive ones on because
you gotta be
angry
nice.
Sex.
Some of those girls love that fucking lingerie shit. Like, they go out and spend like fucking a fortune on the shit.
Right.
So they don't want you ripping it off.
I'm not going to tell them.
It's so weird. Just a little piece of material is so fucking expensive. Yeah. I don't understand.
They go out and buy it, and, you know, guys really don't give a fuck. They don't. Right. They'd rather see the vagina.
That's it.
They don't want to see it fucking covered up with some fucking
leaves. They want to see the man in the boat.
Gives a shit.
Fucking little old salty from the sea hanging upside down.
Why is that shit so expensive? I don't understand. Like, why is fucking... Chick's drawer is so expensive. I don't understand.
Chick's drawer.
It's because what's in it?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right. You ain't buying them pussy.
It's the elusive fish found in the panties.
The elusive.
See, that'd be a great thing every time.
National Geographic.
Every time a chick went to buy a nice expensive pair of panties, a new pussy came along with it. That'd be awesome.
Replay like cartridges.
Then I'd be sending her out.
The cartridge.
Fucking throw my credit cards at her. Go get some new pussy.
Replaceable vagina.
Yeah. Go get some new panties because I want some new pussy.
Imagine that.
Well, you got to make
a
shave
replace
it different.
Vagina.
You got to make a shave it differently, you know?
That's right. You get different cuts, replace
it.
Right.
It's like a different pussy. You want to dye it a little bit, a little mohawk.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe like a big 70s bush, you know? I like them personally.
That's a great.
Because they get me on the sideburns. It's like a flavor saver.
Karen wants. This is Absent trying to get back at me for the joke I told about him during the break, I guess. Karen wants the woman to wear a thong so that when she shits, he can split the shit in half with a thong, I guess.
Karen 2, Absent 0.
Exactly.
It's like, and then, there was like an and then in that joke. And then you got to do this, and then,
yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Phoenix 88. Karen wants the girl to wear Soul Glow.
Ah, nice. Soul Glow. Coming to America reference.
Soul Glow.
No, come on. It's a Soul Glow reference. You can never put down an Coming to America joke. Those references are free range. Shut up.
Yeah, really. Hit it again. Just for shits and giggles.
Shut up.
Shits and giggles. So what were we talking about?
Vagina. Replaceable vagina.
Right.
Vagina.
Love it.
How amazing. There's a radio show right now going on about vagina. I love it.
It happens.
It happens.
We do.
Great, from time to time. By the way, OJ, 11 accounts of wrongdoing, right, OJ?
He wanted to get out, he said.
11 accounts of wrongdoing.
He says, you guys got to let me out because I got to go and find a real burglar.
Yeah. OJ, back in Miami? Is that where you're living?
Yeah.
Wait, 11! There's your 11!
Fucking 11. Dude, I've had a thing with 11 lately. The last 2 weeks, I've been seeing the number 11 everywhere I go. Like, every time I look at the clock, I see fucking 9-11. I see 10-11, 1-11.
Jackass, played a number.
When I watch, like this week, it played a number in Lotto. I don't even play Lotto. This week I'm watching TV. I flick on a Yankee game. Fucking Doug Minkiewicz, it's a home run. As soon as I number flick 11. On the game, wearing number 11.
He'll pick 11, and 10 and 12 will get picked.
Yesterday, I'm driving in my car. I look at the mileage on my car. 91,111 miles. How fucking screwed up is that, Rock?
So, I just,
everywhere I go, I see 11. And now it's so locked in my subconscious that every time it appears.
Check those glasses, man. You might just be seeing double.
Yeah.
And people, off, I see 11.
And people now.
Small 11. Actually, it looks like period. Period.
I can't get away. Dude, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous how many times I've seen the number 11 throughout my day. It's annoying. It's driving me crazy.
So what are you, superstitious?
Yeah. But what I was getting to, no, I'm not. I don't even believe in any of that shit. Like the horoscope crap, I don't, fuck it. Fuck yourself.
Do you read it?
Huh?
Do you read it?
I do read it. That's how I start reading the paper.
So why do you even get involved? If you don't believe in it, why do you read it?
It's just something to read. That's what you do when
you're sitting on the bowl. I know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I bring two newspapers.
Two? Wow.
Yeah.
That's your office. For a long time.
I go from the horoscopes to page 6.
Research and development, and then I take a picture of my poop.
He has it on his cell phone.
Yeah, no. John, before the show, shows the picture of his fucking cat shit, which came from his ass, which is weird.
That was a cat shit.
Which is weird. What the hell's going on at your house, sir?
This shit had a tail on it. Wait, let's go back to pussy. I don't want to talk about
my ass. Yeah, but no. What were we talking about? OJ, right? He's back in Miami. 11 counts of wrongdoing. That whole fucking Las Vegas deal, right? He had the 8 guys. They're all fucking scumbags, too, right? The guys that were up in the hotel room when he did that fucking heist.
Yeah, they're all scumbags. Yeah.
They're all scumbags. Anyway, OJ's back in fucking Miami. Back. It turns out that a story breaks today that OJ threatened to kill his new girlfriend, who, by the way, looks exactly like Nicole Brown. Exactly like Nicole
Brown.
Intriguing.
I'm shocked.
He threatened to kill his ex-girlfriend because OJ alleges that she slept with the landscaper.
His name is Cato.
Right.
He still lives in the backyard, that fucking guy.
So the story is that OJ, 6 weeks ago, in the middle of the night, called his landscaper, said, "Hey, you slept with my wife." He says, "I'm coming over there to your, you know, the landscaper's house with his wife." Right. And he did. He ran over to the house. It was fucking like the middle of the night. He wakes up the family, starts yelling at the guy. Starts yelling at the guy, threatens that he has a gun. Now, in the article I read today and the New York Post, it said that OJ actually had a gun, and he pulled it out from behind his back and showed it to the guy. Didn't use it, obviously. He didn't shoot up anybody. If he did, it would be fucking national news.
Right.
But, you know, the guy says, the actual guy, his name's like Gonzalez or something like that. The landscaper says there was no guns involved, so I don't know if that's the post just making up shit.
Probably.
But OJ, in his altercation, said he was going to kill the guy. Because he slept with his fucking wife.
What happened to OJ
or his girlfriend?
Like 15, 20 years in his life. What snapped?
That's, you know, no, it's not that he snapped. He's always been like this. He's always been like a guy that has like tremendous rage when he gets pissed off.
Jeez. That's what made him such a great football player.
Yeah.
Right.
43 counter, man. That guy fucking ate it up. No defense could stop it.
What was your follow-up line to the 40? Cut right.
Cut left and slash right. That's the 43 counter. When the ball's handed off to the running back, he goes one way, then cuts the other way. 43 counter. It's a counter run. See, if it wasn't a counter run, he'd just go one way.
Right.
He fakes like he's going away. He goes the other way. You think I'm going this way? I'm going that way. This way, that way.
I'm elusive. Great. I'm the elusive juice.
Yeah, so OJ, back in the news, not only is
news.
He... Yeah, the news.
Genesis 6?
Fucking Genesis 6. How about that this week, huh?
What's insane. This? Genesis 6.
Oh, the Genesis 6, yes!
Yeah.
And he's, the 6 black kids get charged with fucking murder?
One's still in jail for 9 months.
If 6 black kids fucking...
This a joke?
This is a high school thing, right? This is an altercation that took place between 6 black kids and 1 white dude, right?
Right.
And these 6 black kids apparently beat up this white dude. If 6 black guys... Are 6 guys wanting to kick one dude's ass and kill him?
Right.
They would.
Right, absolutely.
If you're sick, if you're a group, well, group
six
of
6 on 1, those
and you can't kill
good.
Somebody, you're a pathetic group of 6. You're the fucking NSYNC.
You're a bunch of midgets.
You're the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, hanging tough.
Yeah, you're hanging
Whoa.
Tough.
Hanging tough.
Hanging tough off some cock.
Keep singing. Come on,
they're hanging off the noose.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so these the Gen of Six, the six black kids charged with attempted murder. Now they're all in jail, all bullshit, which it is. It is all bullshit.
Right. Unbelievable.
And it turns out that the white kid deserved the ass kicking.
But Al Sharpton's there, so.
Because oh, forget it. Al's involved.
Means a lot.
Thrive.
Yeah, he just ruins all credibility.
Yeah.
Like, we have it covered.
I got something to say.
It's all covered, Al.
Why doesn't anybody bring up Tawana Brawley when he's, like, out in public? Just remind about Tawana Brawley.
Yeah, he made up shit about that.
And it came out, you know, in the public.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Again, though.
Fucking Big Al. He's like fucking Fat Albert. Really is Fat Albert. He's a walking cartoon character. This guy ran for fucking president.
We should make a cartoon out of this guy.
He was a presidential candidate.
But he sounds like the other one.
You know what? I don't really get into politics, but
the White Castle.
How far away is he from the other ones? I mean, I could see him running.
What?
Because the other ones are fucking clowns, too.
Who, the Reverend Al?
All the people who are running for president.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Well, Reverend Al has trouble, like, linking sentences together. You know what I mean? Like, he'll say one sentence and be like, okay, what do I fucking say next?
Line.
Line, please. Al, there's no lines.
No,
your head.
We don't want the Ebonics.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Fucking Al Sharpton. What an asshole. Yeah, but the Gen of Six, that was a fucking shitty story, man. Leave the kids alone.
We're going downhill with this. Let's go back to pussy.
I like that idea.
Black chicks have nice pussy.
Do they? You've seen black vagina?
I can have
on like.
You know what? I can get caught with the jungle fever.
Oh, I could too. I'd bang Rihanna.
White, black, which pinker?
I would say the black because it looks pinker.
But that's going to be just like an optical illusion because it's like dark on the outside.
Dark
on
the outside.
Wouldn't they be the same? I don't actually
know. How come black guys can pick up white girls and white guys just can't pick up black girls? I don't understand that.
Because they're walking with fucking Louisville sluggers between legs. Cocksuckers.
You're fucking right.
They can do what they want.
Black guys,
The white chicks know. Yeah, the white chicks know, too. It's like, oh, he's got a
I'll never be with a black girl.
Oh, okay.
If you notice, most black guys wear their fucking dick over their shoulder.
And they leave it there.
They stick it on that JanSport bag in the backpack.
They don't need to invest in scarves.
No.
That's why you got those baggy pants.
Fucking black guys.
That is why they wear like fucking 8 size 2 big pants.
Right.
They gotta fucking roll up their dick in there.
And their sack, by the way.
They gotta fucking roll it up like a fucking fireman's hose.
You're an expert on black vagina. And black dick. You're just about to get into the balls. How much do you know about the black people?
You know what? I all judge it off of fucking Lexington Steel. The guy has fucking... he has a cesspool pipe for a hammer.
Wait a minute. Phoenix in the chat room just reminded us. You have the black card. Remember? Ray Ray gave you the black card.
By the way, Ray Ray, one of our black listeners. One of the few.
One of the few. The very few.
I'm an honorary black guy.
Yeah. He gave him the black card. He gave him the black card.
And you can't even play basketball.
No,
that's why you get the black cards.
I always try to do the fucking crossover. Can't do it.
Can you even shoot? Can you shoot the J?
No.
Do you know what the J is?
Joint.
Yes. There you go, Kieran.
Good guess. Good guess.
I take it I'm wrong on that one. I don't know what I'm doing now, Rock.
He's taking it anyway.
Kieran had 3 beers, folks, and we all know where that goes.
He'll be wearing lingerie in no time.
I'll be asleep.
Third hour.
If he falls asleep, we
the third
promise,
hour smooth.
We promise to dress him up in lingerie.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I have a great story about a guy who tried to break into his own apartment. What?
So Warzy in the chat room. I'm an honorary. Is that what Kieran just said?
I'm an honorary black guy.
I'm an honorary. Oh, he's putting it together. I'm an honorary.
I'm an honorary. I'm an nominee.
It's a new word.
Yeah, I'm a nominee. How many?
Please keep feeding us all the stupidity that comes out of his mouth.
Banana in a tailpipe.
New word.
I'm an honorary.
Word.
What is the word?
I'm an honorary.
You're never going to say it right again.
You put I'm an honorary
right.
All together. I'm
trying
an
to say the word.
Sniglet.
I'm an honorary.
There it is.
That's I'm what an
it
is. An
new word.
Banama.
Story about a guy, a chimney guy. He tried to break into his own apartment where he lived, and he didn't have his keys, so he tried to go through the chimney. Here we go. This is funny. White trash people. Gotta love them.
Love it. Or an Evansville man as he tries to get inside a house through a chimney and then gets stuck. He had to be rescued overnight by local emergency crews. It's a story you'll only see right here on News 25. News 25's John Crisos has been working on the story. John?
Shelley, all day we worked to find Alejandro Valencio just so I could ask why. A shocking scene unfolds, and we're there for all of it.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Now, this is a Mexican guy, I guess, is renting an apartment from this white lady. Is it renting an apartment from a white lady? Doesn't have the keys to his apartment, so he tries to go through the fucking chimney to get to his apartment, gets stuck. The fire department has to come destroy the chimney to get this guy out.
Jaws of life.
You know, destroying this lady's house, pretty much.
Right.
And
she's crying about the house being destroyed. She didn't give a shit about the little Mexican in the chimney.
No, she doesn't care about the Mexican. We'll find out in the story.
Dark soot.
Here we go.
It's not Christmas, and he's not Santa. But overnight, this Evansville man crawled down the chimney of the south side home. Our News 25 camera was the only one rolling as emergency crews put a soot covered Alejandro Valencio into an ambulance. We tracked him down after he got out of the hospital.
Why were you in the chimney?
Because I want a feeling like Santa Claus, okay?
Did you bring any presents?
No. Where's the presents at? Santa Claus never comes down a chimney without presents.
After that new gesture.
No! No! Are you kidding me? Is this real?
Wait a minute! Hold on! They didn't know that!
This is bullshit.
This, you kidding me, man?
No, it's
you
real.
You can't make this up.
It's absolutely
you can't.
Real. So the lady is indicating that she still believes in Santa Claus.
It's a Mexican Santa Claus.
Wrapped up in a bit of sarcasm.
I'm just drunk. I live here and it's my girlfriend, so I'm just drunk. Everybody do a stupid thing sometimes when it's drunk, okay?
I locked the door!
And he came in the chimney.
Somehow he got to the roof.
Turns out the chimney sealed off and Valencio got trapped.
I never go try again. He's talking to me, see? I can't move nowhere.
Inside, instead of a pile of presents, there's this pile of bricks. Firefighters had to make a huge hole in the wall. That's where the chimney is. In order to get him out, now the woman who lives here is left to clean up the mess.
I gotta pay for this!
And when he tried to get inside, this time using the door...
Get out from my porch and don't you ever come back!
Wait, if you watch the video, she's hitting him with fucking garbage cans. Then she throws two big wine bottles at his face.
Oh, I love society. God. It's fantastic.
I love white trash.
I don't care what you want. I don't want my wall tore up. Can you fix that?
A night of partying, coming back to hit him in the face.
Fuck.
Not once.
Fuck.
Twice. Valencio told me he has a job and will pay for the damage. Evansville police say no charges have been filed. Meanwhile, Connie DuPeace, who's renting the home, was ticketed for disorderly conduct.
You think?
We couldn't find the landlord. In the newsroom, John Crisos, News 25.
Wow. That was his girlfriend.
That was his girlfriend, not the owner of the
right,
house.
Right, that was his girl. Man, she sounded like a fucking pit bull.
God, what a couple this is. A couple of dopes.
I just do some dope things and then she wait, bothered at me, man.
Mad me just feeling her name is Connie. Was that Heat fan? Oh, no! We found out what's going on. It's Connie and Heat fan.
You know, I just tried to be Santa Claus.
Yes.
Pato, here I am.
I'm not used to being off the couch. I have to figure out how to get down. That's awesome.
Then the lady says, Santa Claus brings presents when he comes down the chimney.
You got to cut my grass, man. Shut up and cut my grass.
See, he fan didn't get stuck. It's the couch. He's trying to get the couch down the chimney, too, because the couch has got to go wherever. That got stuck right in there.
Trying to date the radio.
He fan, one of our
That's
listeners.
Great.
Yeah. Gotta love the white trash.
I love that when she was throwing the wine bottles.
That must have been a nice trailer with a chimney.
Yeah, really? It's one of those newfangled ones.
God.
Yeah, no, it was a huge fucking house. Gotta love white
That's
trash.
Crazy.
White trash are the best.
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
You know? The best. They're the best, lowest form of life.
For entertainment purposes,
For the entertainment purposes.
Yeah, looking at the bright side of things.
Yeah.
Real, you know, purpose.
So, what part of country were they from? Doesn't matter. South
you
Jersey.
Know what? I'm guessing they're not on either one of the coasts.
Good guess. Very good.
Somewhere
guess.
In the middle, somewhere.
Somewhere in the
Wisconsin
vicinity of West Virginia and Utah.
I've been to West Virginia. I like it there.
I went to school there. Go Mountaineers.
Whee! Whee!
Squeal like a pig.
Exactly.
Whee! All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Rocket.
Hi.
Pretty now. He's got a story about sucking some cock right after this.
No, I don't.
What's up, everybody? This is Connecticut Jay. And if you like wine tasting, porn, comedians, and dead air, tune into Lunatic Radio Sunday nights at 7 or 8. Wait, what is it? 8? 9? Ah, fuck, I don't know.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Kill daughter. I believe she was at Walmart. Hot called us. Here we go.
She got chocolate.
Hello. This is CD, and we are walking through Walmart. Just got out of the bar, and crazy bitch was there again. And Trent, he's cracking his knuckles. I think he's gonna kill somebody.
Trent Dilfer?
I'm sorry, Trent. I could have saved you, but I couldn't. Yeah, I know he was nuts.
Hey, over here.
You're nuts. Did you say he was in your nuts or on your nuts?
Hallelujah, holla back, am I right? But this radio show has found its niche, and its listeners
string for the little lady? Go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Right, you had it coming. You had it coming.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Fuck yourself. Here in Rocket Studio, John from Naked Jedi joining us.
You had it coming.
See
you
next time. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunko Hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. I'm watching Geraldo Rivera on the... I'm getting a little sloppy. On Fox News, I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's down there in Louisiana.
Little body of heaven.
He's with the Janus 6? Is that what he's doing?
Egypt shit.
I don't know where he is. I don't know what Geraldo's doing. Geraldo's always up to something, you know what I mean? Him and that fucking mustache of his.
I seen Geraldo at Red Rocks in Manhattan one time, dancing on the ball with the girls.
Really?
Dude, he stood up straight and he didn't touch the ceiling.
He's a short guy.
He makes you look tall.
That fucking guy's got a stash, though.
Chicks dig the stash still. Is that still the thing?
I don't know. He pulls it off. Fucking Geraldo.
He pulls it off when the chicks don't like it. Then he puts it back on.
Yeah, he's banging like a fucking 27-year-old, this guy.
Listen.
Geraldo.
If you could, you would.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Then you know what? Then you have to talk to her. That's a bad thing. You know what? Then you got to do it. Give her video games. That's awesome. In this day and age... You bang her, video games. Bang her, video games. You never have to talk to her.
Here's your Xbox.
That's it.
Go have fun.
Awesome.
And by the time Rock and
Mechanical
I...
Mechanical Bull, you know.
I'm guessing by the time Rock and I are like Geraldo's age,
yeah.
The 27-year-olds of that time will pretty much be like infants.
Yeah, I know. They're right there going.
With the way people are being brought up nowadays.
Yeah, it's very true, yeah.
Everything's scary. Fucking internet. Everything's MySpace. Like, no one's really learning anything nowadays as far as the kids are.
They call it MySpace, but everybody's on it.
Yeah. It's not.
Doesn't make sense.
It's everybody's space.
It's like that stupid friggin' airline that used to be out called Kiwi. The fucking airline named it for a bird that doesn't fly. What the fuck? Just everyone's on it.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Maybe it was the kiwi the fruit?
What is wrong?
Oh, it was named after a bird.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with the fucking kids nowadays? All attention whores, people. Like we talked about it in the first segment.
All attention
Everybody
whores?
Everybody is an attention whore.
Seriously.
Oh, attention. I thought you said all attention whores. You're doing an announcement.
All attention whores.
My name is, and can you come to my house at, the show is done. There's people now who go on the internet and do radio shows even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking hours on end.
Fucking attention whores.
But that's work.
Fucking cunts.
That's work. You guys are working.
Is it real? He doesn't know our show well enough.
Listen, it's a lot more work than friggin' what Chris Crocker's doing, your boyfriend.
Yeah, Chris Crocker, Rocket.
Your boy.
Your boy.
Rocket's boyfriend.
No, okay.
You see, Rocket's getting upset.
Rocket.
I'm going to lay off him. I'm
That's
I'm
right. There we go.
You.
Focus on Kieran.
Hold on. Let's give Rocket a fucking hypothetical here.
Oh, here we go.
Now, forget. Don't forget it's hypothetical.
Hypothetical, Rock.
If there was a cock in your mouth, what would you say? Again.
All right. You get a choice between banging Chris Crocker or eating fucking Whoopi Goldberg snatch.
I'll take Whoopi Goldberg snatch.
Bullshit.
I'll take the snatch.
That's probably what comes out of it. It's bullshit.
Oh, gross.
So you're eating Whoopi snatch?
That's right. It's female.
Can you imagine?
I heard that snatch had wings.
That is Ted Danson's hairy vagina.
They pulled his friggin' toupee off.
That is... scary, nasty, just gnarly vagina. But
I bet she's clean.
She's fucking like
and respectable.
Those fucking like dreadlocks on that shit down there. Ugh.
That's pretty cool.
Anything here?
All right, here's a hypothetical.
Just play Bob Marley while you're down on her.
Hypothetical?
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 Fuck you guys.
Okay.
Here's the hypothetical. Licking Whoopi Goldberg's hair.
Ew, gross!
kissing Chris Crocker on the mouth.
Wow, that's pretty tough. That's tough.
I'm still licking her hair. I'm not doing anything with that faggot.
You sure?
That's tough.
It's tough, but I'll have to do it.
Yeah, I would definitely go with hair.
Ugh, that fucking nasty.
Oof. Sheen.
Sheen.
Ugh. All right, here's another one, Ron.
Fucking like AIDS in there.
We're
going to
switch chicks, but we're going to stick with the same guy.
Okay.
Chris Crocker.
That's a guy, you sure?
We're filling time, by the way.
Yeah.
I, wait. Chris Crocker.
Chris Crocker.
Who's the guy?
Here is, all right, Chris Crocker.
Okay.
You, let's see, this time we did the kiss. Patting on the ass. Patting on the ass. Like,
okay, patting on, Chris Crocker's ass.
Patting on the ass, right?
Okay.
Or, taking Rosie O'Donnell's panties off
with your teeth.
Ugh.
Which one are you doing?
I'll still stick with the chick, even though it's barely a chick. I'm not doing anything gay. Stop it. Not. I love women.
Do you masturbate? Even,
yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you ever stick your like, pinky in your ass?
No.
No?
No. What, are you?
I don't believe you.
What, are you?
You positive about that?
Of course I do.
That?
So does he, right?
Yeah, we all do it. It's like right? a big guy thing.
We do it.
That's what guys do.
God, I don't want anything touching my ass. I don't want a chick touching my ass.
Rocket.
I don't want anybody or anything ever touching my ass.
John, he might not be masturbating right.
No,
how
he's
do
not.
You masturbate, Rock? Tell us how you masturbate.
I'm not going to talk about how I masturbate.
You're not fucking like jerking your neck, are you?
No, jerking the dick.
Whose dick?
Mine. You're drunk.
Isn't that gay?
You're drunk.
Because you know what? We really don't masturbate.
Oh, God, I have to put up with this for 4 days. Oh, God.
California's
this is
gonna
awful stupidity. This is awful I hate it when you drink.
So how? Who,
wait. Said, hold on a second. And how come you have in your freezer individually wrapped frozen hot dogs? Who the fuck individually wraps frozen hot dogs? Let's bring this up, man.
It's a little fucking gay.
That is gay.
Can we call up Haley?
Your freezer's gay.
Can we call... You suck so bad. You fucking...
What do you do with those frozen hot dogs?
Shut your mic off. Help yourself, sir. You're going to call... Dude, the show sucked.
Dude. Tomorrow I'm going to call him. Dude, I was so hammered. I should never drink on the show.
I know. Gonna
you can listen back. We ranked on him so much. Sorry, Roman.
No, it's fine. But it's exactly what's gonna. I can't drink on the show anymore.
Hold on. What was your question, John? Ask it again because I got lost.
The single
individually wrapped hot dogs. Why do you have them in there?
Don't
have
explain this,
wrapped
Rocket.
Hot dogs.
Like specially wrapped Saran wrap.
I don't
like
have
that.
It. Can we call Haley?
For what?
I thought we were going to call her.
Why, is she going to save you?
You want to call her now?
Haley's coming.
Go ahead, call her as we try to find out if Rocket's gay or not.
Are we going to explain why we're calling Haley?
No. Just fucking go with the flow.
That's not going with the flow.
Well, she had a gripe with us. So we're
why'd she have a gripe? Come on, do a show.
All right, Haley Scott. Is it Haley Scott?
Young.
Haley Young was on the program last night. Last night, I
Does
said.
Does she have individual rap?
All right, let me
oh
get my thoughts.
Oh, my God, you are done.
I'm a little drunk.
All right, Scooby-Doo.
Little.
You're right over there.
All right, here we go.
I'm an honorary.
Haley Young was on the program last week. She called in unexpected, right?
Right.
She was blowing, she said on the show that she was blowing some guy who worked for Best Buy. We went along with the flow. She ended up blowing the guy, and we hung up on her during the time she was
sure.
blowing him.
Right.
A little goof, a little radio banter, right. whatever. A little funny thing to do on a radio show.
Right.
But
at the same time, we were still being very nice. So, like, when we hung up on her, we gave her plugs. We
right.
It's beautiful, you know. So,
she sent us an
somebody
email.
Else was giving her a plug, too.
She sent us an email during the week saying how she was very upset about that.
Yep. Wow.
And that we made fun of her and stuff like that, which wasn't the case.
Yeah, but she's hot, isn't she?
It turns out that she was lying. She wasn't blowing some guy from Best Buy. She was actually blowing her boyfriend.
Right.
Which I replied saying, hey, you know what? Whether you were blowing some guy from Best Buy or not, it was still a funny situation, so we went along with it.
Right.
That's the show part of lunaticradio.com. You know, it's a show.
Yeah.
Some things aren't, you know, well, actually, everything's real, pretty much.
Yeah.
We don't really fake things. But if something's not exactly the truth, like... For example, Haley calling in and saying she's blowing some guy from Geek Squad that works for Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go along with the flow. Who cares if it's true or not?
Exactly. I thought it was funny. Even if she completely made that up, which she did, but at the time, and that's great. That's good for radio.
So she was,
sounds like a charity blow.
Yeah,
first,
so she was
know?
Pissed
yeah.
because she thought we painted her in a light that she was kind of dumb or something like that, but right. it's not the case.
Yeah.
So Rocket's going to call her, and we're going to try
Rocket.
To...
give her a call.
I'm going to try, but I'm just realizing now we may not have the access to. I don't think we pay...
Oh, that was a good setup.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to lead nowhere.
Do you like tits in the
oh,
ball?
Yeah. We don't have Skype credits. We can't.
Suck.
We have no credit.
We can't call out.
You suck.
Well, she was supposed to call in tonight.
She said she might, but I don't
think she is. She listening?
Probably not. But those two, yeah, I couldn't believe she actually listened. She actually listened to the playback of the show and listened to our little comments in between hang-ups and all that. And the other funny thing was the reference we made about Whitney Stevens, and she got that.
Right.
I guess Whitney is not liked in the industry, or
she's famous for being stupid.
Yeah, I guess so. So she didn't like that comment.
So if you referred to people as
Beavis,
Whitney Stevens, it's really an insult.
Burp?
Yes,
I knew I smelled cack.
Sorry.
Trying to keep that back to myself. Right?
I had some orbits before the show. Here's audio Here's an audio of a call-in game show host puking.
Good time.
This lady hosts a game show from like Norway or Sweden. It's a foreign country because she's speaking another language. It's a call-in game show. I guess people call into the show and they play little, I don't know, trivia games or something.
Okay.
And the host pukes. And hilarity ensues. Here we go.
Always does.
That's great.
Yeah, hello.
Ja, hallå.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej, Niklas. Vad har du för svar till mig?
Töl.
Okej. Okay. Jag säger bara så här.
Right back
jag måste
it.
Bara tala om en sak nu.
Crap.
Jag har...
She's a regular Chuck Rory.
Måste jag bara tala om för dig. Och... Så det är direkt sändning, då kan vad som helst hända. All och jag säger bara, det där ber jag mig ursäkt för. Men jag måste säga att jag har
balls in her mouth. And...
Phoenix, Phoenix had a good point. Is Germany stuck in the 50s? What is with the phone ring? Yeah. That was that old phone. With the spin dial.
One more Seven. Time.
Ja, hallå.
Ja, hallå.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej, Niklas. Vad har du för svar till mig?
Tull.
It was like there was no build up. It just came shooting out of her mouth.
Oh my god.
Rocket, do you have my vomit there?
Oh yeah.
Let's
sure.
compare.
And
play mine. Alright, let's listen to hers.
Yeah, hello.
Ja, hallå.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej, Niklas. Vad har du för svar till mig?
Tull.
I think she's better.
You heard it like right before she did it.
It was like mid-word and the thing fucking shot out of her mouth.
Sounds like you're sucking dick. Gagging up some dick there.
I have to get my stomach pumped.
Is he spitting on it? A little too much Lex Steel there for you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Then you know what that's audio from. I was fucking liver deep on a cock, and I just fucking.
All right, here it goes. Liver deep,
definitely where
liver deep, right, folks.
Rocket knows my rule.
Liver deep.
Once Rocket tries to take a gay with me, I take a gayer.
Oh boy,
it's a liver deep. It's adorable. I said adorable. This is my crush word.
Okay.
That's
the best.
Right back in.
Jag måste bara tala om en sak nu.
Show's gotta go on.
Gotta keep going.
That's awesome. Rocky, you wanna do some emails?
Got some emails.
You just sound like Blue's Clues for a second. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Oh, and you knew.
Here's a mail, it never fails, and Rocket's gonna wag his tail.
See, look.
Email!
Blue's Clues.
What is he?
What year is that?
Come on, guy.
I don't know, man.
Oh, sure. He's got the song down.
67.
I know a lot of shit, bro.
Sure you did.
I just showed you a picture of it.
Okay. Sure did. It was nasty. Emails, all right.
By the way, John's shit, he showed us a picture on his cell phone there.
Awesome.
Looked edible. Kind of looked like wonton soup.
You eat a shit.
Looked like wonton soup, a little bit.
He's going to toss my salad later, wearing lingerie at freaking...
You have three beers and you'd eat shit.
And Jell-O. Go ahead.
Syrup.
Mike from Baltimore.
Again?
Hey, Lunatic Radio. I've been a big fan of you guys for a long time. You guys are hilarious. Give me, you know, you read them in the. I saw when Phoenix wrote that in the fucking chat room. Is this the throw shit at Rocket segment? And I said, I'm not going to read it because fucking drunk Karen is going to do it.
All right,
throws
go
the
ahead.
Fucking, you're going to hurt me one day. All right. And I'm going to punch the shit out of you.
Stop. Who's going to hurt you? Pussy?
Yeah.
No, I don't have one.
Was your cuda going to hurt?
It might a little.
You're going to flap to keep the dust out.
You're going to hurt me one day.
Can you take a pill? It'd be fun.
Really? Chill out. Just read the freaking email, bitch.
Read the email. Who do you got? Who's this from?
You Mark? Guys have great taste in music, comedy, and, of course, porn.
Thank you.
You are my idols. Sorry.
American Idols?
Wow.
Nice. But I wouldn't film myself sobbing. Leave Karen alone. But seriously. Oh, you tried to do a joke there.
Leave him alone.
Leave her alone.
I'm not a her.
And he follows it. He wrote a joke and he followed up with, but seriously. He actually wrote, but seriously.
Right. Damn. I was joking. Calm down, guys.
But seriously.
I know that was gold.
But seriously. Why the fuck was Chris Crocker crying? Being gay is no excuse for that.
Leave Benny alone.
And what does he mean, you'll have to go through me? Really? What's he going to do? Whine about it? Speaking
Anyone
of gay.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
Black. This guy's doing a whole bit. He's like, and speaking of gay, I agree that Dane Cook shouldn't sing serious songs. I like how
that was serious.
You don't think that was Dane?
That was pathetic.
It was seriously pathetic.
David Hasselhoff.
All you see is 20,000 fat chicks crying. That's what you see when he sings this song.
I agree that Dane Cook shouldn't sing serious songs. Some of his original comedy cracked me up. But now I see him prancing around on stage trying to make big words sound funny.
Right.
Always keep up.
Like hypothetical.
Yeah. Anyways, keep up the good work. Your faithful listener, Mike from Baltimore. P.S.
Like honorary.
Go Ravens.
What happened to Fat Kev and Ronnie Beans?
Fat Kev's my brother will be out in California this week, and Ronnie Beans left the show a long time ago.
Check out those shows. That's what we have.
What the fuck?
One of shows, guys.
Forward. You know the words?
You think.
Well, there's only one word. Forward.
Yeah, you're right.
One episode.
All right, what else you got, Rock? Emails. Reading the emails. You know we're going on vacation when we're reading emails.
These three emails are basically 5 months in waiting. But stop it. Andrew.
Go ahead, Rock.
Big pause.
Email. I want one, too. Oh, this is all right. He just wants to know, or his big part was, he wants to know about how you get a How About Go Fuck Yourself shirt.
Where can you get a How About Go Fuck Yourself t-shirt?
Yeah.
Can have one made up. Well, actually, we're getting some shipped to us, right?
Yeah, Mike's sending us some, which should be coming.
Castello clothes?
Costello.
Capello Clothing. Mike from Capello Clothing should be sending us some website. How About Go Fuck Yourself t-shirts. Go Fuck Yourself. I can't stop stuttering today.
Idiot.
Man, I hope these people that are listening are drinking too, because they'd be right on page.
Yeah, right. You got a fucking, I got drunk speech today.
Whoa, misbehaving. That's kind of funny. She just joined the message board.
Okay.
LunaticRadio.com/board. Join it.
Call
it's a never-ending radio show.
Call in. Call misbehaving. You get your nails done too?
She didn't have no, she had, it's a no subject. That's not good. Hey guys, my name is Joanne, 23 years old, and from the sucky town of Topeka, Kansas.
Congratulations.
You lose. I just want to tell you that I'm somewhat of a new listener, and you guys don't.
Fuck, you're throwing it at me.
And you guys are fucking awesome. I was hooked on the first show I listened to. Wow.
Wow.
I found your website about 4 months ago while I was searching on stuff about Lisa Lampanelli. Wow, Lisa Page.
She's awesome, Lisa. She's phony.
You like her?
Yeah, I like her.
I bang her. Go ahead.
You're not black.
That's right. She's like
she won't bang you.
An honorary black guy.
Honorary black guy. Could get the pass. Anyways.
Remember.
Yeah, you could sit in the crack of her ass while she's doing a black guy, maybe.
She was searching for stuff on Lisa Lampanelli. I picked an old broadcast, listened to it, and have been hooked ever since. I listen to you all day at work with my headphones on, of course.
Headphones.
But seriously, I'm quickly catching up with the old shows.
I just now got around to registering on your website, and I really look forward to getting more involved with your show. You guys are hot. Your show is hot, especially Jenny BJ. Oh, she likes...
Wow.
Sweet lesbian name.
She likes the vagina.
Like it. We like Joanne.
She likes the slice.
Joanne sounds like a lesbian name, though. So maybe she is. And I absolutely love it. You are one of the best things that happened to the internet, and I wanted to give you all a shout-out to let you know you have another fan out there.
By the way, there's a drinking game going on in the chat room. People have to drink every time I slur.
Everyone will be passed out in about 10 minutes.
Woo!
I'll be sleeping pretty soon, people. So
we'll keep going. Don't worry about it.
P.S. When is Mark Anthony Ramirez coming back on the show? We keep asking him,
but he's a busy guy. I don't know what happened to him.
He's a busy guy.
He's a busy dude.
Thank you, Joanne. And I was just kidding about the, you know, lesbian thing. Even though if you're lesbian, that's great. We love the lesbians, but your name doesn't necessarily mean you're...
She's from Topeka, Kansas, huh?
I guess. Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, maybe she is lesbian.
Jackass,
then.
She did
Joanne, write us back. Let us know if you're lesbian or not. You're Topeka. Your name's Joanne.
Or she it gets into her, like, inbreeding.
And like I said, there's nothing wrong with being lesbian.
People are throwing shit at me now. Yeah, Kieran can fuck Lisa Lampanelli with his black card.
It's true.
Why can't I fuck Beyonce with my black card?
I want to fuck Rihanna.
Yeah.
I love her.
You like the umbrella chick?
Mmm.
You like it, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
It took me like 3 days to watch that video because I was done in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I love the video too. I just saw it. Like, I haven't been watching MTV.
You never saw the umbrella video?
The umbrella song? I love the fucking...
Because
it looks like jizz all over.
Yeah.
She's got the umbrella.
Yeah.
And they have this like computer graphic like raindrops throughout the video.
Oh, yeah.
And it just looks like fucking semen. She's like dancing in semen. It's awesome. Umbrella, Ella. I love that Rihanna trick. How about the forehead? Awesome, right?
You like the big forehead.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's a fucking target.
Not only does it tell me that she's got a big brain, she's probably smart, but I can drop like 30 loads on that bastard.
Yeah, she's a fart smeller.
Yeah, dude.
You could see it. You could see it like, there's my work right there in the forehead.
You can do a timeline of loads on that forehead.
Here's our bitch.
I love the Rihanna chick. This song will never get ultimate. 10 years from now, I'll be singing this bastard with my kids.
See, I'm seeing the ring. Yeah, that's like your jizz. All right, come on, Jay-Z. Get your shit out of the way.
So you're watching a video right there on the monitor. It's like jizz. It's a jizz video.
She flashes better.
I tell you what, if I'm Jay-Z, I'm fucking bouncing Beyonce, and I'm going with Rihanna.
Yes, to keep it young. Keep it young.
Keep it young, keep it fresh.
Did you hear he's the richest man in New York?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, more than Trump. Richest man in New York.
He's not the richest man in New York.
I read it.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit.
No.
There's no way he's even Steinbrenner. Yeah.
I'm getting it. I read.
Steinbrenner is in the
get it somewhere. Brock, there's no way Jay-Z is the richest man in New York. All those guys that work on Wall Street who own, like, countries.
Wait, most of them are arrested.
But when I say things, it's the truth. Like, if I feel like it's fact, that's what that's going to work.
Rocket just brought up something saying Jay-Z, the rapper, the guy from fucking... Is he from Queensbridge? Oh, no, it's Marcy Playgrounds. Where's he from?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I've got a band, Marcy Playground. Marcy Projects, that's where he's from.
That's where I work.
Jay-Z is not the richest man in New York. There's no way. Now we gotta fucking solve this problem. We can take a break, Rock, if you want to come back with your topic of discussion.
Oh, okay, sure.
What we're going to talk about after the break, everybody, is Jay-Z the richest man in New York? We have to prove this wrong, John.
If he's banging her, he is.
All right, back with more LunaticRadio.com. I'm drunk, Heineken Light sponsoring the show, unofficially, right after this. Hey, everybody, it's Kieran and Rocket from the show.
Hi!
You're listening to. Guess what? We're on at a different time. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Whatever. It sucks.
LunaticRadio.com, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on the TPX Radio Network.
Johnny was a bad boy. He was a juvenile delinquent.
This is the Jägermeister love song. One, two, three, one, two, three.
I know I promised I'd write you a love song, but inside I just wrote you a drum song. Break
John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
It's Lunatic Radio.
Wake the motherfucking ruckus! Wake the motherfucking ruckus!
Hey, everybody, we have this thing called the, the message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board, because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
It's LunaticRadio.com.
When you get tired of the crap, baby, move over here and maybe buy some of mine.
What up? Yeah, drunk show. Going on vacation, Cali. This weekend, everybody, Ontario, California. Rock and I will be broadcasting from the Portable Media Expo. So we decided to have some brew tonight.
Oh, brew?
Well, here we go. Little pre-vacation brew. Pre-vacation show. Power tripping.
We had a good show last week, so we figured,
yeah, we can trash this one. John from Naked Jedi is joining us, having a good time.
He's filling in. He's actually doing the show. We're on vacation already.
Yeah. Rocket brought up before the break that Jay-Z was the richest man in New York. It turns out that he's the richest rapper in New York.
No, richest rapper, period.
Richest rapper, period.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was like because he's from New York. He's just poorly worded then.
P. Diddy is considered a rapper? P. Diddy?
Yeah.
Puff Daddy?
Yeah, he's up there too, but he's behind him. Yeah, the estimated net worth of Jay-Z is $547 million.
500 what?
47.
God damn. All that for fucking rapping?
Nursery rhymes.
That's fucked up, dude. Who's second on that list?
Let's see.
P. Diddy's got to be second, right? What the hell happened to Puff Daddy, man? I thought he was the man. Guy's throwing all these fucking parties out in the Hamptons.
Puff is, and then you got Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
And then you got 50, I think.
50 cents?
50 cents?
Wow. Now here you go. You got fucking two guys, Puff Daddy and Jay-Z, who have been in the biz for, what, 10, 15 years, right? Yeah. Right. And then you got Russell Simmons, who's been doing it since fucking 83. 81.
Yeah.
81, something like that. And then you got 50 Cent, who's been doing it for like 5 months. And he's fourth. He's right on your ass.
He's got a value of 100 mil, they say. Russell Simmons is 340 mil.
Oh, well, he's well behind then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Conway West.
What is that, an airline?
I can't stand that fucking guy.
I hate Kanye West.
I would not give him the respect to fucking say his name properly.
Please tell me how much you hate Kanye West, because I hate him so much.
I'd rather have fucking two bursting hemorrhoids.
Rocket,
face.
Bring up some Kanye West.
Sure.
I feel a Kanye West rant coming on.
Oh, you feel it?
God.
I hate Kanye West so much. And he had this fucking thing with 50 Cent this last couple 50 weeks.
Cent and the VH Awards, or the they called the VMA.
The VMA thing. Yeah, like he was bitching out MTV.
To win everything.
Yeah, because he didn't win an award. Kanye West didn't win like a VMA award, which are horseshit awards anyway.
Do you want to hear the rant? Here it is.
Go ahead.
Kanye West backstage rant at MTV. There you go. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Man, MTV, tell them what the fuck I said. Y'all had these fucking lights, man. 5 nominations. Lost the Black Eyed Peas last year, man. I'm never coming to MTV. Y'all find Britney. Get Britney. Get a real fucking artist. Get Britney fucking Spears. I ain't fucking with this pop shit, man.
Wow.
Britney's hot.
They're laughing at him.
Who's he saying this to?
It's a big backstage.
Is there any more?
That's 2 years in a row, man. Get off this man. I love this nigga, but man, goddamn, man. Give a chance, man. Give a black man a chance. I'm trying hard, man. I got the number one record, man. I'm trying, man. I'll give a chance, man. Don't.
that's Kanye West backstage at the VMAs a couple weeks ago, ranting about how he's not winning any awards. He was nominated for 5 awards, didn't win one. Can somebody just like whisper in Kanye's ear that the awards don't mean anything?
Yeah, it's just entertainment purposes.
And to fucking bitch out a fucking company that doesn't give him an award? Fuck it. Who cares? Like, not winning a Grammy is not even a big deal because everybody gets one.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a fucking Grammy.
Handed out of the door.
Let me ask you a question. Now, the VMA, how was that judged?
You know what? If it was done legitimately...
But who judges it? Does MTV do it?
I don't know. Listeners, they do like listener voice votes.
Right? Yeah. So why is he blaming MTV?
Oh, is this Kanye West? Is this a new song?
I need you to hurry up, man, because I can't wait much longer.
Fuck Kanye West. What a conceited fucking little brat this guy is. If this guy wasn't a rapper, he'd be Chris Crocker on the internet at his fucking grandparents' house bitching about fucking celebrities who make it big. Fucking asshole.
But you know what?
You ascot wearing fucking black faggot. I'm sorry. Wait, black guys can be gay, right?
I know, but just that was anger.
Especially I hate him.
Little
salad stuff.
You know what that little backstage crap told me though, that they, you know, it's not pre-programmed shit.
Mm-hmm.
That the awards are actually given out there. That, you know, this isn't all completely fixed or you know.
I wish like some big husky like African American guy would just prison rape Kanye West. Like, because he needs to be prison.
I just keep telling him, you're not really black. You're not really black.
Right.
You're the real Britney hitting him in the ass.
What was this thing with Britney that he kept on yelling about?
Well, he's, like, stating the fact that fucking he's a real artist, Britney's not. And Britney's the one you throw on stage. Britney's the one you hype.
That's the hit and run they're talking about. Britney freaking hit and ran.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I heard
maybe,
that this week, too.
Hey, listen, as much as we hate Kanye, maybe he'll change the way music industry is. Maybe, you know, he's kind of got a point, you know? I mean, I don't like his shit, but maybe he's sick and tired of the Britney Spears constantly being the center of attention.
Wait.
I agree with you on that, and I hate to agree with you on that, but...
I'm sorry.
You're right, though.
You know?
I got a message for Kanye West.
Oh.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right... I want him to suck my ass with Jell-O.
Kanye, suck his ass with Jell-O. You ask God wearing black guy. I have nothing. I have no problem with his him being black, him being a rapper. That is not what I'm getting at, people. This guy is just
freaking loser.
If you break him down and you look at him for what he is, he's just conceited little brat.
Right.
He's just a brat who thinks everything is entitled to him.
He's black emo.
He has such a sense of entitlement. He has such an ego about him.
I like Dan Cook's song better.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
That's gonna hurt him, man. That's fucked up.
This guy wants to be the voice of like the black community. He wants to be the next fucking Michael Jackson. He wants to be the next who's the blind
boy
guy?
Boy toucher.
The blind guy.
Ray Charles.
Oh.
He wants to be.
I love how we are so out of that black loop.
He wants to be everything, you know. Fuck Kanye West. He should be prison raped. He should be prison raped just repeatedly for the rest of his life. That's how you cure that fucking egotistical fucking cocksucker from Chicago. I fucking hate Kanye West. Is this more Kanye West?
Of course it is.
Give it at me because I'm really pissed right now.
Yeah,
fuck him.
Tell, man. Yo, you sure you want another beer?
Yes.
There's no more.
John, how do you feel about Kanye West?
I really don't feel much about him. I can't stand a sore loser.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I will not say his name properly.
Kanye West. He's
Conway.
A fucking,
Conway West.
He's an airline name.
Thank you for flying Conway
airline.
West Airlines.
This was flying Conway West Airlines.
What was that big song he had a couple years ago?
He had a big song?
Thank you for flying Kanye West.
What was that
we
shit that kept on?
Faggots.
Dumbo
that fucking
plane.
Actor guy. What the fuck was
Dumbo
that song?
Plane. Listen, I don't know.
Karen, what was that song he had?
Rock and roll,
Kanye man. West with the fucking...
You can't even say the name right.
Gold Digger, that's it.
Gold Digger. I ain't nothing but a Gold Digger. So
careful what you... What'd you say?
Gold Digger.
Careful.
Rocket, I didn't say the N-word.
Never. He said never.
Tony's waiting for you to drink enough where you start dropping them. And that'll be hilarious.
Wait, on the Kanye West airline, they serve fried chicken and water.
and everybody wears ascots, all the flight attendants, and even the
great Welch's juice.
What is this, Soul Plane? Who gets credit for that? Mad Beat Chemist.
Thank you for flying Kanye West Airlines.
This song sounds like an old black guy moaning in a back corner somewhere.
This song wouldn't be so bad if Kanye West wasn't involved. That's my personal opinion.
You know what I'd love to know? What does the black community think of Kanye West?
That's true. Anyone black listening?
Like, you know, the hip-hop fucking, the group there. Somebody who fucking listens to hip-hop, who's a fan of hip-hop. What is the vibe with Kanye West?
True.
Do they respect him? Do they think he's just some fucking brat?
You know what, though? I agree with Rock. Get rid of freaking Britney. She's a mess.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, okay, I can understand that. But at the same time, the guy's sore friggin' loser.
Absolutely. I mean, what kind of fucking mentality do you have when you're fucking bitching about not winning an award?
The way he handled it was very, very selfish and was just fucking complete baby. But
it's a baby. It's like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, but he might have a point about the music industry. Like, he has a better way to handle it. It's, you know.
Absolutely.
Hands down. I'm not questioning. He's a fucking asshole for what
he
did.
You know what he should do?
But he might have a thing with the industry.
He should have a song on his next album. Pretty much explaining it.
Yeah.
Rock. I mean, the guys
like Manowar did.
Manowar
did it back in the day about MTV.
Now, you don't talk about gay. Those fucking Manowar guys wore leopard skin on the fucking front covers of their albums.
Love them.
That's faggoty.
Love them.
Manowar.
You know, I was a big fan of Stryper. Remember Stryper?
Sure, Stryper.
Love those guys.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Love the yellow.
Yup!
Kanye West, 10 years old. Congratulations, ascot wearing faggot. From Chicago. I hope this guy never wins another award. I hope they just...
No, he never won an award.
He's going to make his own.
Yeah, never.
He's going to make the Kanye West Award.
Yeah, he'll have the Kanye West Award.
Like a little ascot. It's going
to be
ascot.
It's going to be stewardess going to present it to him because he's going to be on an airline.
Kanye West Airlines.
Awful.
Oh, all right. Phoenix 88 chiming in. Kanye West would call into the radio show tonight, but he's too busy sucking Chris Crocker's cock.
Of course he is.
I hope Kanye West marries Elizabeth from Chicago, and he listens to her until death do they part.
Man, right.
Whatever. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
You know what you just read?
Easy.
Steady. Kara's got this on his iPod.
Yeah. All right. Kanye West, get rid of him.
Yes, get rid of him.
Asshole.
Let's move back to pussy.
You asshole. Jaw-wired motherfucker. I hate this guy. I hope he gets AIDS, cancer, and fucking syphilis at the same time.
Ouch! Can we give him the Triple H?
Krebs. Just give him Krebs, dude. Strut it in as a fucking...
Triple H.
Just a bonus.
Did you ever get Krebs?
There you go. You got the Triple H.
No, never.
You don't fuck enough.
Thanks.
You don't want to aim for Krebs. It's not like, hey, I got Krebs. All right. That was good fucking...
Krebs are fun.
No, they're not.
Ah, you throw them at your friends.
Yeah.
Throw them at your friends.
Sure you do.
I never want to throw Krebs at my friends.
I did.
You're so... disgusting.
Apparently somebody threw crabs at Absinthe's chin.
Yeah, that's fucking horseshoe crab.
Horseshoe crab on his chin.
Yeah, it got stuck to his chin. That's an inside joke for the chat room. Hey. Here we go. Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners call in during the week and leave us drunk, rambling messages. We play them on the radio show. It's fun. It's great. Whatever.
Great?
It's great. Drink.
Here is the first call we got from Race Car Johnny, everybody. Here we go.
Hello. Hey, this is RCJ. Well, my cousin's getting married this weekend. We're on his bachelor party. We're getting annihilated. No, I'm talking to a radio station because they don't give a shit. Fucking lunaticradio.com. Woo, motherfuckers! That's right. We're getting crazy. It's my cousin Chad Hamilton getting fucking married Saturday. So, break yourself because it's a 187.
What? What is he talking about?
What was that?
He's the winner of a reality show and he said 187, break yourself.
What?
That's Race Car Johnny. He won the Speed Road Tour Challenge on the Speed Channel.
Cool.
Clearly, Staten Island's not into the whole NASCAR scene.
No, we dumped it. They were supposed to move there, and they fucking fought it. Yeah. I was all for it.
Yeah. What, NASCAR was supposed to have a race in Staten Island?
It was, no, it was supposed to have a whole, you know, track, everything.
Really?
Yes. It was cool. It was happening, man. I was part of Cinch. It was called the Staten Island NASCAR Hopefuls.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Can you imagine a NASCAR race in Staten Island? No.
The whole island.
That's where the Wu-Tang Clan's from.
My older brother was the president of of Cinch, and we were all for it. Yeah. So we had a lot of rallies, a lot of things going on. Wow. But they dumped it, and also Staten Island's highly contaminated. So I think that's what pushed them out.
What were they afraid of? Like the wheels getting stolen?
No. Staten Island's got the world's largest dump. You could see it from satellite or the moon.
Yeah, right.
And it was next door.
So they didn't want to do some aerial shots of the fucking
track?
They
kept testing the ground, and it was contaminated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's why I got three penises.
Congratulations.
And, wow, you're the big winner.
Three penises and nine nuts.
Johnny wins. Here's B-Lo, bitch.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Oh, boy.
Nothing much. Just hanging out.
She answered.
So, I just want to talk about Buffalo.
We didn't fucking ask you what was going on.
I took a shit today.
Hot.
I love her already.
It reminded me of Buffalo.
She's from
so
Buffalo.
I would just like to tell you how Buffalo was created. When God was creating the earth, he needed a place to take a shit.
To get on
so
there.
We shit where Buffalo is. And that's how Buffalo was created. Sprouted from God's feces.
Nice. This girl's good.
Now Ottawa.
She's hot.
Ottawa was like God's slave. That's where like the
any you homos
like God's niggers went to go shit.
Touch me.
Just talking.
So Buffalo is a little better than Ottawa. Yeah, I'm bringing back old school shit.
Old school, huh?
I still listen.
Last week?
But
she sounds hot.
I don't know. Your new stuff annoys me. Like Karen.
Oh!
She got laid like a year ago, and now he thinks she's like tough shit.
What?
Go get your dick sucked by a rocket. Oh, my God.
What's up with that? What the fuck?
Back.
You bitch.
Rewind that a little
bit. You fucking bitch.
You got owned.
I'm going to link the things you suggested. And tonight I was talking to my friend.
Uh-oh.
And
she's got friends?
Unbelievable.
She's popular?
How'd this happen? I guess that was
what?
It.
No! That's a teaser! That's a radio teaser!
That is good.
Just a bit outside.
I got laid a little while ago. A year ago.
The year anniversary's coming! The year anniversary's coming! Oh, no, wait!
No more year anniversary.
Sorry, I forgot. I forgot about that.
Hmm. Yeah. I got laid recently, John.
Yeah, recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He was just about to say sorry about that. Wait, you didn't do it, John.
What was his name?
What was his name? His name was Bob.
His last name De La Hoya? Yeah.
Wow. Here is El Chupa something.
El Chupacabra?
Yes.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
You can write it.
Why is my name like... Every time this guy calls in, he's like, hey, and Rocket.
Rocket. That's my name easier.
Yeah.
So, this is Chupacabra. You know some bullshit right now. I got kicked out of the club for fucking dirty dancing. That's some fucking bullshit.
Got kicked out of the club for dirty dancing?
What did I get kicked out for, fool?
Some bullshit.
Dirty dancing. What kind of shit is that?
This guy got stuck in the chimney.
Hey. To some Mike's fucking wife called me last week, fucking lied to my fucking ass. Now I sound like an idiot. To you guys are probably laughing right now. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, the people didn't hear these calls. El Chupacabra called in last week about like 50 times saying how Mike, Tucson Mike, the guy that calls in every week, he was ranting about how Tucson Mike's wife called El Chupacabra and said that Mike died in a car accident. Which turned out to be untrue.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's like a Jerry Springer thing going on with these people.
Oh, idiot. But yeah, anyways. She lied. She basically, the story of Tucson Mike told me his wife doesn't like me going over there because I get him, me and him get drunk and then he ends up smoking pot. I don't smoke pot. I'm drug free.
But his wife doesn't like me because...
Horseshit.
He gets drunk every time I come over, so that's why she told me some bullshit not to come over no more.
Bullshit.
That he died and shit. That's not even fucking cool, man. That's not even fucking cool.
It sounds like the brother from Los Rambles. What was that show? Fucking Richie Valenzuela.
Oh, yeah. Los Lobos?
Yeah, fucking landscaper.
Yeah, it's Richie Valens, everybody.
No, it's the brother. What's his brother's name? Ricky. No,
Ricky.
Ricky. All Mexicans are named Ricky. Yeah. I said it.
Miguel.
Yeah, bro, taking a stand.
You're the man.
Yeah, everybody's named Ricky. I said it.
Fucking years ago, man, you used to ride around on your fucking 5.0 Toro. Now you look out your window and it's your 5'2" Toro. I know.
Oh,
where's the bell? Where's the bell?
I know.
Douche.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm leaving now.
Oh, no, that's good. It's good.
I'm getting as drunk as him, I think. This is getting bad.
In your mind, that was good. That was gold.
Kieran, did you turn that light out?
No.
The visuals don't work for radio, John.
It's killing me.
That. Here's Redneck, everybody.
Hey, fellas. Redneck down here in Nashville. I haven't talked to y'all in a long fucking time. Been missing you guys. I've had some computer issues. I hadn't been able to download the show either.
You got caught in fucking child pornography.
He had some computer issues. He didn't have one.
You got caught.
Try sticking my flip-flop in the floppy drive. It's a flop-flop. Yeah. I thought it would work.
What, 4 o'clock? Fucking Saturday morning, I guess.
I spilled my moonshine.
About to head over to the hotel with this girl I met a few minutes ago.
Did she be cold?
Yeah. Life.
She in the trunk, wrapped in duct tape, and slugged with a brick. That's the only way you can get a chick that you met in like the last couple minutes to go with you to a hotel.
It's actually probably a sheep.
It's pretty good tonight, boys. I went and bought me some flip-flops, and I've been liking them. Old Redneck wasn't much for shorts and flip-flops, but it sure gets you all laid back now to have them flip-flops on. And, man, it's good talking to you guys, and maybe I won't be such a stranger. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later.
Yeah, but never do.
This guy has not a worry in the world. He could be, like, fucking having tax problems like crazy. And he's like, fuck it, guys.
Yeah,
what's
it doesn't
up?
Matter.
Nothing a couple beers wouldn't take care of. You know what I mean? Here is Jello Man.
Yo, Lunatic fucking radio. This is a sober Phoenix 88.
What the fuck?
This is more of an informative drunk, or quote-unquote drunk call than anything else. So if this doesn't get played, then so be it. Yeah. So, I think you guys were talking about, was it 2 weeks ago, the KUNT TV?
Yes.
Cunt TV.
Cunt? Yeah, he gets the
cunt. I cannot make this up. My friend Martha's last name is Cunt, KUNTZ, and her email is MAKUNTZ.
Write it down.
And the rest of it I'm not going to say, because...
Ah.
Radio show, but anyhow, her email is ma cunt, and then my cunt, which I just found hilarious. Okay, that bomb. Anyhow, and the other thing, Chris Crocker, very, very gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he's very, very gay.
Thanks for breaking the news.
That's funny when you know you're bombing
so,
and no one's responding.
Yeah,
you're just leaving a phone call, but you know you're bombing.
I have absolutely nothing.
And
I am LearnTechRadio.com.
Nice.
Here, make that a fucking promo.
Oh
yeah.
And you'll get laid.
Nice.
Nice.
No.
You don't demand promos.
Oh.
I make what I want promos.
Leave her alone. If he feels like working, that means.
Yeah.
Clearly he doesn't.
I do. I made some new promos this week.
You did?
Yeah, of course I did. Here is Jello Man?
Didn't we just do Jello Man a little while ago?
Maybe we did Redneck.
We did Redneck?
Yeah, here's Jello Man.
Yeah, so I'm hanging out here. It's Jell-O Man.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Jell-O Man. I did the pee contest pitifully last weekend. But now I have my sweet-ass girlfriend here, and she wants to tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
I like to touch my nipples while I watch football.
Oh, that a fucking promo. Get the
awesome.
Work. I like that.
Get back on.
What?
Can you play that again?
What was that?
Oh, my God. That was
she
everything.
Sweet.
I like her.
That was like an audio burrito of goodness.
That's what arises.
Hanging out here.
It was an audio burrito
of
goodness.
Otherwise,
burritos aren't even good. Fantastic.
Man.
Shut up.
I did a pee contest pitifully last weekend. But now I have my sweet-ass girlfriend here, and she wants to tell you something.
I like to touch my nipples while I watch football.
Football.
I wish I had a shot.
Football.
She wish you had a shot.
Awesome.
The thing is, on the radio program, we love when Southern girls say the word football, because they say it like, football. I love it.
You sound just like a Southern girl. I love that too.
Thank you, sir.
I got to correct Phoenix 88. He said it is an audio quesadilla. I disagree. It's an audio burrito because it was a bunch of stuff rolled up into one. If it was like one thing on top of another, then it'd be an audio quesadilla. But this was clearly an audio burrito. Get it right. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Proceed.
Just June.
Wow.
I got these kids. They try to tell me otherwise. You never fuck with the CEO.
Oh, wait. No, this is some dude, I believe. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Frederick.
Okay.
I really love German music, and so I was told that if I said things that would personally excite me, that you would respond. So that's how I met you. I like German music, and I like heavy cake, nude.
Heavy what?
And I like anal precipitation between two people.
Gay
maybe three.
Did he say anal precipitation?
Where you open and close your anal snout. And I like.
Whatever about that guy. He's just trying to be funny.
But see, if you're going to be trying to be funny, you got to say "but seriously" somewhere in there so we know.
It's just recognize when you're bombing, please. Have the fucking sense.
Decency.
Yeah, the decency to just hang off.
Just shut up.
Don't try to be fucking different and quirky. Just hang up.
All right, next.
Just Jim, everybody.
Hey, jump, jump.
What are you going to do?
Hey, Kieran Rocket. This is Just Jim. I'm reporting from North High Street.
Great.
Nearby the Horseshoe, Ohio State is getting ready to face off against Northwestern today at 3 o'clock. And I am surrounded by six lovely women.
Ooh.
And we all know how you love the word football.
Ooh.
So I'm going to pass
this
the phone
good.
Around, and they're going to introduce themselves, and in their best Southern accent, say the word football. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Dixon. Go Bucks. Football.
Go fuck football.
Hi, I'm Natalie Gorgon. Go Bucks. Football. Woo! Hi, I'm Courtney Moiser. Go Bucks. Football. Hi, I'm Renee. Go Bucks. Football. Hi, I'm Linda Brown, and go back football. I'm Lord Football.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Isn't that great?
Thank you. There you go, boys. There you have it.
Thank you, Just
and
Jim.
You're very welcome.
That's cool.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, Just Jim.
I never knew that. The short term for the Buckeyes is Bucks?
Go Bucks.
Buckeyes is too long?
Yeah, we call the Mountaineers the Nears. Go Nears.
That is disgusting. The Nears.
I'm not going to call them
Yanks. Yanks and Mets are the losers.
Shut up.
Actually, a nickname for the Mets is Hopeless.
A nickname for the Yankees, Overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah, they're doing better than the Mets right now.
They're not.
A little bit.
They're not.
Better record.
Shut up.
Playing a better league.
Ever.
Tougher league. A real league.
I don't care. I'm not.
don't have a problem with the Yankees.
We go to the nudie bar.
You know what's funny when you go to a Met game?
Stop talking about this baseball. Don't worry about that.
We go to the nudie bar.
When you're sitting at the Met game, if you're in like the stands,
you're
looking out in the outfield and you're going, you know what? I'd rather sit in that construction site than sit in this fucking shithole of a stadium.
Don't say that. Next call.
I don't say because I don't go to the stadium.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Shut up.
You know, most of the people that go to a Met game to watch the team play live, they usually stand in the alleyways and watch the fucking team on the beer line on the TVs because they don't want to sit in the stadium. It's just a shithole.
Next call.
That's why you can never get a beer there.
You stink.
Fucking Mets. Who fought it? By the way, Just Jim. Again. Oh, here we go.
Karen and Rocket, it's Just Jim from Columbus, Ohio. I am reporting live from Bernie's Distillery in Columbus, Ohio. It's about 20 minutes before kickoff with Northwestern. And I have several people that would like to say several things to you.
Oh, that's cool. Football.
I love Ohio State football. I love Ohio State football. Hey, this is Autumn football.
Oh, I like her.
Hello, Autumn. This is Lauren. I'm from New York State, but I love
New York State
football.
Right. Oh, no.
That's weird.
She was from New York, I think.
That's awful.
That's exactly right. Football.
She said it like she was in boot camp.
Football.
Football. Hey, yeah. What the fuck is that? I love when Southern chicks say football. Just keep on doing that throughout the college football season, please. Please, just call in.
Stink. You're disgusting.
Hold on, hold on. Please.
Bleep. Bleep, say college football.
Please.
I go to my 7-Eleven and say college football.
I'm a little drunk.
A little bit.
A little drunk. Love when Southern girls say football, though. Are we in agreement?
It's good. I like it.
It's cute.
I like it. I like it. It's not adorable?
I didn't want to. I didn't. It's like fresh words. I'm trying to avoid it.
Come on. Just say adorable. Just once.
Adorable.
Give us a...
It's all about you, Rocket.
It's like when Manilow sings the hits. I love when you say adorable. It's like when Sinatra sings My Way.
Oh, you like it when I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Adorable.
Mm. I'm embarrassed for you, actually.
A little bit of a rush.
What was that little moment?
That was a sigh.
Oh, my God. That's going to be disgusting on playback.
You better watch
for you.
You mumbling like...
You better watch your forehead when we're on that JetBlue flight out to California. My bag might be resting on it about 4 hours into
now
the
fucking
flight.
That's adorable.
4 hours into
four
the flight.
4 hours. 4 hours.
4 hours. Long time.
When we're over Denver, my bag might be on your forehead, Rock, saying, hey, how about this?
Full Mile High Club.
He'll be over Denver. He'll be over your head.
Oh!
You're right. Well, look where my bag's at now.
Check your luggage on Rocket's head.
Yeah.
Check your bags in at Rocket's head.
My bag's in the overhead compartment.
The overhead compartment.
I'm putting my dick in the upright position.
Strap on, please.
Rocket, check this bag.
Check this bag.
Oh. He's Harry Lutum.
You're a freaking mess.
Next call.
You're a fucking mess.
Two Stone Mike.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? Two Stone Mike. Got a call from Pima Community College. You know, it's a university. Kinda.
Oh my God. I had a nice belly laugh. Mm.
Smoking out, you know, having a good time, man.
Woo!
Fucking Lunatic Radio rocks. Rocks cock.
What?
The box,
oh my God.
Has, you know.
What is going on? This is the game
Lunatic
show.
Lunatic Radio is,
gay.
Equivalent of,
gay.
Yeah, it's Lunatic Radio, man. That's what it is. What you gonna do, you know?
Gotta throw some gay music.
Fucking, you live, you love.
It's pure gay.
You live
those
again,
people.
Music, radio, pause in between. It's good stuff. Enjoy Lunatic Radio because I'm drunk.
All right.
Hey,
thank you.
Suey.
I hope we have a fucking nation of alcoholics then. Be syndicated across the country.
Syndicated. Syndicated.
Drink in the chat room if you're playing along.
Syndicated. Yeah, drink if you're playing.
It's Karen Drunk Slurs Night on the LunaticRadio.com
show.
What
a fancy name. You just come up with that?
I've had, how many beers have I had tonight?
Three. At most four.
Four and a half. He's still working on his third, I think.
No, I'm not. Give me some more credit. I've at least had five.
Shut up. You did not have five.
Absolutely. I put a fucking nipple on that.
John,
nah, you had about five. No doubt.
John, well, maybe four.
I took two away.
Yeah, so I have two empties here. Four.
Not three. Three, let's see. I drank more than you.
I put one over there. I put one over on the table. I've had five.
Yeah, you have five.
Five. Here we go. Here is Love Pony.
Rocket had a latte and a beer.
Leave Britney Stevens alone.
Stevens?
Just leave her alone.
That's good. Mike from Capella Clothing, by the way.
She's going through a lot right now, and you guys are just being mean to her, you fucking assholes.
That's good.
You don't even know what she's going through. She's got her website up and her sister and...
Yeah, that's Britney Stevens, right?
Everything. You don't you even know what she was going through.
She's the sister with the bigger fun bags, right?
Why don't you try to walk a mile in her shoes or heels or...
This is Mike?
Wherever she wears.
Yeah.
He does this good.
Even though she dresses like a whore, she's not. You could get the same outfit.
We're doing that.
www.capellaclothing.com. But that's not the point. You can't fucking keep fucking with her, you fucking jerk. Just leave her alone.
Sounds like he's getting in the ass right now.
Phoenix 88 in the chat room. Kieran doing the math on how many beers he's had. Carry the one, divide by two.
Asshole. So how's Mike feeling about Serena Marcus?
Not too good. Marcus, remember her?
Yeah.
She was the hula from Pennsylvania.
He doesn't like her. I don't
according
her,
to Mike from Capella Clothing.
Yeah, big shout out to CapellaClothing.com. Check out his website. Got a lot of clothes there. Good stuff. Go buy stuff. And things.
You know you're a bad porn star when you really, like, if you're, you know you're a bad porn star. Let me say this again. You know you're a bad porn star.
Three times.
Right? Shut up and get to the point!
When you really have to dig on Google to find your name.
Ouch.
It was hard to find your name, right?
Oh my God, I had to do some digging to find anything on Serena Marcus.
Well, she's in PA. What the frick is in PA? Fucking Allentown?
Amish?
Billy Joel?
Yeah, Billy Joel. Singing that song about Allentown.
Because he got stuck there once. He felt bad for them.
Yeah, I'll sing a
fucking
song.
Throw him
a bone.
Sing a song.
Sing a song in
Allentown. And they're closing all the factories down.
Why?
Out in Bethlehem, they're building time. Filling out forms, standing in line. And their fathers fought the Second World War.
Let me ask you a question.
Spent the weekends on the Jersey Shore.
Spent the weekends on the Jersey Shore.
Ow, this guy's got chops. Go ahead. You got any more?
I don't remember the words.
You know one line, you cocksucker. I had it, but I blew it, and John outdid me. Thank you. Here is Fat Kev.
Fat Kev!
Fat Kev!
Or Love Pony? I don't know.
Hey, it's Love Pony.
Pony?
Hammered. Yeah, I'm leaving. Man, son. I'm trying to drive through LA traffic.
LA traffic.
Making it a lot harder than it should be.
And he's drunk?
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go fuck myself.
Thank you.
Fuckers. Hey, you know, I got a problem.
Uh-oh.
Usually I don't care about stuff, but... It's like mass trash day, and you put all your, you know, when you once a year put all your water heaters, refrigerators, and stuff out in front of your house, and they come and take it. I got a problem with the
lowest common denominator of human beings coming through and picking through my garbage. And the real assholes are the ones with the switchblades that come and cut the cords off everything and steal the cord.
Take it.
Like, that's worth it.
Hello, who's this?
Hello? Hey, this is Carmella Bing.
Oh,
hallelujah!
Carmella.
What's up?
Carmella, I just want to warn you, we're all drunk.
I was figuring something was going on.
Yes. How are you, Carmella?
I'm fabulous. I just got done doing a scene for Hustler.
Really? So wait, you just got done being fucked?
Yeah, pretty much. My hair's still wet. Sort of Chris Mason's on my tits right now.
Sure. Carmella, could you just say John?
No,
just say my name. Because I'm going to, later when I go home, I'm just going to just remember. Go ahead.
What do you want me to say now?
Just say, John, you are so good. Go ahead.
Oh, John. Oh, Johnny. So good.
All right, hold on a second. If you're going to do that, hold on. Carmella, hold on. If you're
going
to do that for John.
She's like going. I love you.
Carmella, are you there?
Carmella, I love you. I am Naked Jedi. I'm out with my lightsaber.
Carmella, if you're going to do that
She's hot. You're my favorite.
If you're going to do that for John, I demand you do that for me because I've been slaving on this microphone for 7 years trying to get a radio show going. And John's been here twice.
His name's Rocket.
Go ahead. Do you have like something you want to whisper to me? Anything?
I love you. I'm just kidding.
She's awesome.
I'm just kidding, she says.
She's awesome.
I'm already cock drunk. Thank you very much.
Oh, God. That's all right. I got a big tongue.
That's crazy. Cool.
Carmella,
crazy.
You are definitely... Yeah. Listen, I'm new to the show. I've been on the site, and I went through all the guests, of course, before I actually got to the lunaticradio.com situation, and I saw you, and... You're definitely the hottest.
Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous.
You're so sweet.
Rocket says you're adorable.
Absolutely. Right. She's fantastic. So you're adorable.
You can go fuck yourself with adorable.
Right? thank
you
very
much. You don't like it.
You're the best.
Wait, you don't like it?
Carmella, you are the best.
I love Carmella Bing. She's my favorite girl.
All right, shut up. I want to know why. What's so bad about it?
Cute is just out of the question. Cute, I'll just kick your ass. Okay, so.
I love her.
Incredible is a good story, though. Yeah.
Fucking smoking, that's what you are.
I had a really good shoot today, so my freaking, my head is so big right now, it's almost bigger than my tits.
Wow, that's adorable.
Thank you, Carmella, for saying that because we've been hammering Rocket on the word adorable all.
I thought the ladies liked that.
I love it.
Carmella, tell Rocket that adorable is gay.
All right. So, Carmella, so you are you still coming down next weekend?
Yeah, I'm so booked, and I'm going to do everything in my power to keep that weekend off. Cool. Even though my boyfriend is my agent and he has all control over that.
Well, you know what, Carmella? I would just suggest telling your boyfriend to go fuck himself and come to the expo to hang out with us and have a good time. Trina just called in earlier in the show and she said she's on her way already.
Your fucking big titted ass doing.
Yeah, she's doing good.
She's primping. She's getting all ready. She was at the nail salon before, Colin, getting all ready for next weekend.
Aww.
Yeah. So, Carmella, we'll see you next week, right?
Great. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Saturday the 29th.
Have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Carmella.
Carmella Bing, everybody.
Ciao.
I love you.
I love you. Adorable.
I'll see you later. Bye, Carmella.
No, you won't.
Yeah, on the website I will.
All night.
That was Carmella Bing. She's gone.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, Carmella Bing, and we're doing Love Ponies Drunk Call.
Way to ruin everybody else's fun. I bet. I'm pretty sure if I went out to the curb and took a giant shit on the curb, there would be 50 Mexicans digging through my shit looking for corn to make tortillas.
Segue.
Fucking annoying. I love you. Bye.
You're killing me. I'm just thinking about Carmella. You're fucking killing me. That was disgusting.
Was she drunk?
Yeah, she said she was cock drunk.
Dude, the girl probably just got banged by Lex Steele.
But do you get that tipsy after sex?
Absolutely, man. She probably got it good.
Wow.
Carmella banged.
I hope she doesn't bail out. She sounds like she's bailing.
No, she's not.
No? She better not.
Shouldn't be there. She's hot.
I think the Trina thing helped.
Yeah.
You know?
She's hot.
You got to worry about these chicks. They just...
Yeah, no, you got to worry about the porn chicks.
They're busy. Tell your boyfriend to go fuck. You are an asshole with beer, man. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have the balls to say that if I was sober.
No.
Thank you, John, for a high five.
If he was dry, he'd have been like, well, tell your boyfriend he's a very nice guy.
Listen.
Thank you.
And then he would let you say, your boyfriend's probably adorable.
I should call him back.
Anyway. I was shocked with that she said to go fuck myself. The adorable thing.
And the cute thing, she says no good also.
Fuck the cute.
I'm a fucking vulture when I go in there next weekend.
I gotta take a note of that.
Saturday, I'm a fucking vulture. Fucking in there, like bitch.
Tricky. Stop the ass kissing, guys.
Madbeat, remind me next week. Don't say adorable around her.
Do you want to look cool?
I'll fuck that shit up.
Here's Fat Kev.
You guys going to bury me.
Yo, what up? LowTechRadio.com. It's fucking Fat Kev. Kill it.
This is my brother, by the way.
Kev, next week. See him.
Fucking bitch. Me and my fucking future wife. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Kev getting married 2 weeks.
Kill it. Give a little shout out to Laguna Beach. Hot.
Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach.
Be honest. That's all you can do.
But we'll take two parks every 6 months. Dodge
party.
Atlantic City. I'll be there.
I hope so, Axel.
He's just telling you.
It's his bachelor party. Fucking dope. He's a monkey. If you don't, he doesn't have a banana, he's lost.
So is Burt Baccaroni coming?
To the bachelor party?
No, to,
No, just Fat Kev.
Bummer. So, who's going to be the two security guards?
Fat Kev.
Times two. Fat Kev time, and Fat Kev two.
Fat Kev in his third person.
Oh, but I'll see him at the bachelor party.
That word.
That'd be nice.
I believe we're done, fellas.
So, here's the band words, the band list coming up. Adorable, conversate, apparently, and podcast. Can't use that word either. Boy, we're not going to be able to talk much at the expo.
Yeah, here we are, everybody. We're at the end of the show. Thank you to John from Naked Jedi for having us. Thank you for the beers, by the way.
Hey, no problem. Yes, my pleasure.
It was awesome.
Thanks for almost ruining it with the porn chicks. Appreciate that. That was good.
Thank you to Carmella Bing and Trina Michaels for joining us on the program.
That'd be.
Confirming that they're coming to California, which is this weekend, everybody. 28th to the 30th. Rock and I will be at the Portable Media Expo broadcasting on the 29th at 12 noon West Coast time. That's 3 p.m. East Coast time. Live from the TPXRadio.com new broadcast booth, smack dab in the middle of convention. It should be a fun time. Trina Michaels, Brianna Love, and Carmella Bing will be joining us on the program. Should be fun.
I'm starting to fill up now by next weekend. Woof!
Connecticut Jay, one of our listeners, we'll see you on the flight out, my friend.
Jackie, Love Pony said, remember when B-Lo Bitch called? She's actually still talking right now.
She's still talking about how Buffalo, the city, is a shit.
And yes, Jackie, conversate is a word in my language. Conversate is a word.
Rocket makes up his own language.
I like it. No?
Rocket Bonics.
Remember when you weren't drunk?
No. Phoenix 88 checking in. Remember when the show started and Kieran was sober?
Yeah, exactly.
Go fuck yourself.
Remember when Kieran got wasted on 2 shots of beer? Yeah, you give him 2 shots of beer, he's done. Done. Oh, what was that word? What was Kieran's new word for today? I'm an honorary. You remember when we came up with that word?
It's a great word, man.
I got conversate, you got I'm an honorary. It's good.
We'll go to titty bar.
We're going to titty bar?
Oof. After the Carmella Bing and
that's him.
I like it.
Rocket makes a decision, I follow.
Exactly.
She's hot.
He's a smart guy.
She's hot.
Was that Phoenix 88? Remember when I bombed on a drunk call? Hey, thanks everybody for tuning into the LunaticRadio.com
yes,
show.
Yes, appreciate it. And don't forget, next week, Saturday the 29th, we will be on air at 12 noon Pacific.
And right, for your podcast listeners, that show will be uploaded Monday.
Or Tuesday. Normal time. So it doesn't affect your podcast.
The live broadcast from Cali, what we're saying, is will be the podcast for next week.
Right. So, shit won't change for you, but for the live kids. Right? Yeah.
If you're listening live, 3 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. But definitely try to check it out. I know it's Saturday afternoon. What, you know, people actually have lives, but it should be interesting. We'll be live with Porn Chicks, and I may not come back. I might just stay in California.
All right, we got to go, man. Run out of time. See you guys later.
Later!
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Fuck yourself. NakedJedi.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer bored or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word, we really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.